You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts for the show, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan, welcome to the most depressing show we're going to have to do. And considering the election yesterday, this shit is double depressing.
Oh, yeah, based on what happened this weekend.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Yeah.
And then the Lama compound had a rough week. We had a virus going around. I mean, might as well call us the Earl family this weekend, because damn it, like, my daughter had it Saturday, and then Monday night I was Earling, and then Tuesday my son was throwing up at school. We came home, and then my daughter caught it again at like 1 in the morning, and then at like 6 a.m. today my wife got it and was Earling. Like, ah, damn.
Damn.
So it was just bad all around. So it's like, yeah, let's just push it back.
I got to keep my distance.
Yeah, we've been in the common, not letting nobody come in.
I can't afford to get sick. Can't happen.
Nah, I'm trying. I ain't going to let you.
Nope. No siree.
Nah, so, you know, brother finally got the energy. You know, I can't do this show with no pep and all that. You know, especially after this, we're trying to have some fun.
Exactly, and you know what I'm saying, health always comes first, so.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, you know. Listeners, I mean, you know, we want to do the best show we can for you guys, but we can't do that if we're sick, so.
Nah, you know what I'm saying. You know, and everything going down, we're trying to have some fun, because you see, you know, 12 o'clock struck, and a lot of time kept moving.
Yep.
So, you know, you got to keep pressing on.
Yep, you just got to keep pushing on. Mm-hmm. Keep on moving.
Yeah. You know, we got tons of that. We at, it's like officially at the halfway point of NFL season. Everybody's played their 8 games. We're going to take a look at how things have gone out of the middle of the week. Ooh, you know, another week of basketball. Man, folks feeling just, good out here. You know.
Yeah, folks feeling good out here, but I ain't feeling good about my fantasy teams because goddamn.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, some I'm doing good, other ones I'm just like, especially in this happy hour league, I'm
I lost by like, I lost by like one, like basically 2 points.
Yeah.
Fucking Kmart. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, Kmart beat me the week before. Me and Baylor was battling out for last.
Oh,
last weekend. Man, but you know, yeah, we got all that, you know, folks in the shy got something to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring that up. And then, you know, we got feedback to get into. 5 minutes with Grandpa. I'm sure he going to, you know, he going to vent on North, yes, Awards, sir. What the fuck moments, all that good stuff. So if y'all want to get at us, y'all want to talk sports, anything, feedback, comments, whatever you want to leave us, you can do so. Via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, voicemail, 323-455-4219. You know, leave the comments and feedback on via iTunes or Stitcher, you know, via reviews, love the 5-star kind. And you can always find us on the show page at the website, blackisonline.com.
Yes, continue to hit us up with all the feedback, folks. It feels good. It feels great, even though I don't want to hear any of the feedback we got this week. but no, anything y'all want to dish out to us, y'all want to know, it's all in good fun. You know, we don't take nothing personal. So hit us up, and we will definitely hit you back if you hit us up. Holla!
You know it. All right, let's jump into this. You know, we got feedback for sports all over the place, but you know, and the fellas came. So let me start off with on the lighter end of things, Mr. Baylor the Great.
What up, Baylor?
His is entitled, of course, 7-2.
Yeah. I mean, brothers, this is BTG. I know y'all expect me to be going crazy right now, but no, that was a hard-fought game. Like, I was on my toes the whole time, and I was at work. I couldn't even watch this game at my own crib, you know what I'm saying, relaxing. First of all, it wasn't a relaxing game at all. Shout out to JL and the Broncos. They did their thing. I want to say, look, and I admit that we still need another year or two before we become a good, great, well-rounded team. But man, if we squeeze up in the playoffs, man, we might be a problem. We just might be a problem. But I mean, that's looking down the road. As of right now, we're sitting on top of the mountain, 7-2, We haven't even pulled away. I mean, KC is right there. They won't go away. Denver is who they are. And God damn it, look at the Chargers. They just finished getting out of a shootout today with Tennessee. Them niggas ain't going nowhere. Hands down, bro, we got the best division in the league. So, like I said, JL, that's just round one. Round two will be at our crib. I know it's going to be bananas. And what can I say? I still like, and truth be told, no jokes, no punchlines, no nothing. I do not believe in y'all DBs. Even though Derek Carr was 184 or whatever, no tubs. I mean, pass interference calls, and, you know, it wasn't for a couple of holding, you know, calls that wasn't called, we probably would have been in the end zone maybe once, you know, one or two times. But it didn't happen. We ran the ball all over y'all. And I'll take it. And as far as fantasy, I'm not going to even say, I mean, I'm satisfied with the Raiders win, but I had Devin Booker and Amari Cooper. And they pretty much didn't do too much for me. I know Devin Booker didn't do shit for me, but other than that, man, I was a home game, and I didn't really expect that offense to do that much. So, yeah, man, that's just round one. Shout out to the Philly fans. We need y'all to be quiet. I don't need extra help. I really don't. And you're not going to get a play-by-play for me on Twitter while the game was going against a rival when you're watching the same game. So, Rude Boy, Kmart, you niggas lost today. And you should go be doing the dishes right now or something. Football is over once that clock is 0-0-0 and y'all are hit with an L. We don't need to hear from y'all from the rest of the day. There's not too many cats out there like me that can take an L and then hop right back in the scene and hop right back in the punches. No. Y'all the Philadelphia Eagles. Y'all have no jury. I don't even think y'all have a jury case. So do me a favor. Just chill out. Y'all worry about y'all division. Y'all worry about Philadelphia, period. I mean, period. Other than that, that's it, man. Good game, JL. See you the second round.
Shout out, Baylor. I was loving that. At some point, I was like, is that NFL music in the background? And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, that Raider music.
Oh, my God. Shout out to you, man. I mean, look, y'all won. Hey, ain't nothing I can say. Y'all beat us. You can still hate on our DBs all you want. We still held the quarterback less than 200 yards, and we still didn't have our best cornerback in Aqib Talib. And we was missing Brandon Marshall. He was in and out throughout the game. Derek Wolfe got hurt during the game. Our defense is banged up right now. But it's all good, man. It's all good. Like you said, we got round two coming up. Last game of the season in our house. Winner of that game will probably determine, you know, who's going on to the playoffs. Who else is going to be sitting home. So we'll see, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I hate to kick a man when he's down, but yeah, rude boy. Don't be talking smack about my team, bro. I told you, I got to protect mine. Yeah. I will protect my quarterbacks, my running backs, my team to the bitter end. Especially if you lost. It'd be different if y'all won. If you lose, do not come at me, because I'm coming right back full force.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about these divisions, and we're going to get into y'all record versus your division. You know what it is. Mm-hmm. All right, so yes, that was on the lighter side of the trash talking. So you know what's coming.
Shit. Fucking LJ, man. I really don't feel like hearing it, but it's all good. It's all good. I told him I'd take it like a man, and I'm going to. So, right. Come on with it.
All right, here we go.
You got right to the set, right? This is your place. Yeah. I'm going to let a message for him right now. You believe it's going to do that. Hey, fellas. Hey, LJ the Fiasco again. Checking in from the Midwest, wherever the hell we are here, off the East Coast, right in the middle, centrally located, Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky to be exact. Hey, Jonathan. Well, as you know, the game occurred. You guys, you came, you saw, you didn't conquer. We went through you guys' defense like Mexican water goes through tourists. We went through that defense like Baylor goes through Murray's wave grease. We went through that damn defense like chicken at a damn black family reunion. I mean, it ain't going to last long. We tore through that. All I heard was your defense, this, your defense, that. It took no problem for us. It took nothing for us to go through that. It was like a hot knife through warm butter. Easy work. Easy. And, yeah, you was missing a kid to leave and all that. Meant nothing to us. You still had T.J. Ward. You still had Von Miller. And you still went home with that L in your column, buddy. 7-2, first place. It is a beautiful feeling to wake up on this glorious Monday morning, November the 7th, and know that you're on the West Coast. You're mad. You probably went home. You probably hit your dog. You probably went home and you cried yourself to sleep in your Denver Broncos onesie, and then you got up this morning and, like, made pancakes for the family, and then you cried and ran upstairs again. You probably called in to work. But then again, maybe you didn't. I don't know. But there was also a guy on Twitter who was, like, he was throwing some serious shots during the game. Now, I don't do that because, as you know, man, the Kansas City Chiefs, they humbled me. So I waited until after the game, and then I went to sleep because I was just like, you know, I want to be fresh. I want to be well-rested to deliver this hate to you on this Monday morning.
Oh, my God.
Are we legit now? Do we have your respect now? Do we have your attention now? And, yeah, I know we have to come to Denver at the end of the year to play. Whatever. I mean, by that time, we should already have, hopefully, a playoff bid already secured, and we can rest our starters and just give that game to y'all. Since, I mean, pretty much y'all defense gave us anything we wanted last night. And also, I heard something about the calls. Our receivers were getting molested up and down the field. They were getting, like, choked. One dude was getting a piggyback ride. One dude jumped on Amari Cooper's back and was getting a piggyback ride. And you were people upset about the calls? Really? That's what we do, Paper Champs? We complain about the calls? Really? Really? Seriously? Take about 5 seconds. I'm going to take about 5 seconds to bask in this win. Clock starts running right now. I'm going to add an additional 3 seconds for that bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. You know he ain't finished.
I hate you. Shit.
Oh, man. I was like, that's
funny. And no, I did not kick my dog. Just for the record. No, Dodger was just fine. I yelled at him a little bit, but that's enough.
My Raiders went through that Denver Broncos defense like I just went through the 3 minutes on that voicemail so fast. I mean, it took nothing to do it. So I'm back. I'm sorry, guys. I got cut off. But I'm going to extend my 5 seconds to give another 5 seconds to appreciate everything that we did to y'all last night. So here, 5 seconds starts now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. And that being said, like I said, bruh, Paper Champions, I'm going to continue to say it. Y'all are fried. Von Miller got that money. I didn't hear his name yet. Well, maybe I got it. They said it once. I think at the beginning of the game when they interviewed him, they said it again maybe one time. I think he like did a, he jumped on a pile after a game tackle and they gave him credit for it. But that was about it. So maybe y'all can shore everything up. And plus, Trevor Siemian, did he even play? I mean, he played, but was he effective? I mean, the only reason that y'all actually made it interesting was when we decided to give up on defense in the fourth quarter and that one guy ran for 69 yards, untouched off the damn field almost. He broke through 11 tackles. But by that time, hell, we was already celebrating. Like, Khalil Mack was talking about what he's going to eat after the game. I mean, it was like people talking about what they're going to wear to the club that night. It's easy work. Easy. So enjoy looking up at us in the division in the AFC West. Enjoy looking up at this rain. And enjoy hearing the sweet melody of Touchdown Raiders! Love y'all show. Peace.
Goddamn Raider fans, I swear to God.
Oh, man. This is what division rivalries is all about.
See, number one, stop calling us fucking paper champions like we didn't actually win a damn Super Bowl. We won Super Bowl 50. You can call us paper champs all you want, and I'm going to keep saying back to you, who won the last Super Bowl? Who is the defending champs right now? That's all I got to say about that. So, you know what? It's all good. And secondly, you talk about do I respect y'all now. If you listened to the damn preview we did, I said give the Raiders one more year and they would be considered Super Bowl contenders. I figured y'all would have a good season. I assumed y'all, I didn't think y'all get off to this damn good of a start, but I thought the Raiders were going to be much improved this year. But again, it's all good. It's all love. It's like, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. We got one more round to go. So, end of the season. I can't wait. But yeah, you got it. You got it right now. Y'all on top right now. You know, y'all have gone a decade without doing shit. So go ahead and brag. Go ahead and boast. You guys have earned that right. You finally got some shit to talk. So go ahead and talk it. It's all good. It's all good.
Man. Yeah, I'm going to get into that game real quick. One more piece of feedback before we get into regarding both of these guys from BTG. email. Katina Powell for mayor. You thought I was about to celebrate and forgot how you tried? LOL. I did some more background searching on your teams, LJ. My laptop caught a small virus when I typed in Katina Powell, but it's all good. Antivirus protection plan in effect. I do respect y'all teams like I stated before. I mean, Louisville's men's basketball has 3 national titles. I mean, that's huge in the sports world. Not too many teams can claim that type of history. I mean, they have the same amount of championships that LA have. LA Sparks, that is, LOL. Y'all do have one more championship than the Kings, though. Now, apparently the internet dial-up connection y'all have in Louisville hasn't been upgraded since Purvis Ellison.
Damn.
But then, not too long ago, we spent $136 million in renovations at the pavilion. That number probably exceeds the salary contracts by every Louisville player that was drafted by 87.6%. Now, y'all did have Peyton Robert Silver Jr., who I thought was once one of y'all best point guards of all time. Now, take a minute and read that sentence again. And in that sentence, you will find a joke. It might be the whole thing. It would be pretty unfair if I brought my Lakers and Bruins basketball, because if we took all the jewelry from both franchises, we probably could buy half the state of Kentucky. Maybe then you guys could now know what it feels like to be feels like to have championship history. Katina Powell stated that after she serviced y'all boys, she made grits, eggs, and Spam sandwiches. She's also suing y'all for not paying on that as well. Y'all niggas cheap. Teddy, he still got 2 teams. I haven't heard from John Wall's name yet this season. Matt. And LJ, the last time UCLA played against a team from Kentucky, we beat them. And them is considered y'all varsity basketball team. God bless y'all. P.S. This email was written while Ambitions as a Rider was playing. Shout out to the G-Spot.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Make sure y'all check out the new Versus episode 12.
Definitely check out Versus. That shit is funny as hell.
Both of them brothers and Spirit.
Just a fool's parade. Those fools are just clowning.
Jokes all day. Yeah, man. As we say, man, if y'all want to hear more, hey, but college basketball season is about to start. So if y'all are into college basketball, if you're into teams from Kentucky. You're a Louisville fan. I know it's a gang of Kentucky fans all over the place, because that's what people do when it when there's famous teams. We just fools just jump on their teams. Make sure you check them out. 35th Kentucky Sports Show. Check them out on SoundCloud. Hilarious.
Yeah, and I got a what the fucking award for Kentucky in a good way.
Okay, all right.
Baylor, I'm just letting you know, Teddy D is going to come on eventually. He's going to let you have it.
Come on.
You keep poking the bear.
He does. Look, man, shout out to Teddy D. If there's any time for Baylor to get off some Baylor thoughts, this week was the week.
Yeah.
Between these Raiders and these Lakers, he got plenty to say.
I know Teddy D is just like, all right, I got you, nigga. Even though I know he don't curse, but he probably like in the back of his mind, he's like, all right, nigga, I got something
I'm
for
coming.
You.
He got something. Rounds in the chamber ready.
Yep. Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Teddy D.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to man. Why Not Podcast. Member of the Black Astronauts Podcast, man. Mm-hmm. Check them out. Support as well. All right. This NFL. Let's just talk. Let's jump into this, because this was the game of the week. This will lead us into this division, which is at this season, at this point, the best division in football, the AFC West.
No question.
For the top two teams. And, I mean, this game was all about the rushing. One team was just running the ball crazy. The other one couldn't do shit on the running game. I mean, yeah, these Raiders, man.
They ran
218
that shit down our throats.
Yards on the ground. Latavius Murray, who I had starting, I wasn't sure, but I was like, well, Raiders ain't that. I mean, Broncos stopping the run is not their specialty this year. 20 carries, 114 yards, 3 touchdowns. Damn.
We had a streak of 22 games not allowing a 100-yard rusher, and these last two games, man, have just been horrible. Jesus Christ, I don't know what's going on, but we got to get that shit fixed ASAP. But nah, you know what? Raiders did their thing. They did their thing with their three-headed monsters. You got Murray, you got Washington, and
Jalen
Richard. Yeah.
Jalen for 62 yards.
It's like, Jesus Christ. It was just like every time they like, and they would go to a hole, the hole would be closed, and they just bounce it right outside and just keep running. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm saying that was a team. Meanwhile, on the other end, Denver rushing a grand total 33 yards.
Dude.
Devontae Booker 10 for 22.
He got to get more than 10 carries.
Yeah, in a close game. Yeah, it's frustrating, man.
Just couldn't do shit. I think we started the first four series with 3 and outs. It was just bad, man.
Yeah,
didn't get a first down to the damn second quarter.
Yeah, it was like that. They basically y'all dug yourself a hole,
big one,
and then the offense finally started going. But it was like, ooh, that's a lot to try to make up.
Yeah, and to put all the pressure on Trevor Siemian to make plays, that's just not what we need.
Nah, he was 18-37, 283, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Not his best performance.
Yeah. I mean, for Derek Carr, well, for fantasy purposes, people pissed the hell off because. You know, last week he put up 500 yards. This week, 20 of 31, 184 yards. No tuds, no interceptions, you know, but managed the game well.
Mm-hmm.
They was running the ball, so that's all you needed. And, man, it was just, they did the damn thing.
Yep. And, LJ, just for your information, for the record, Von Miller did get a sack and is now leading the league in sacks. That's all I got to say. You can say what you want about Vaughn and him getting paid. He's still making things happen.
Nah, he is. It's just, you know, the Denver's passing game, pass defense is still there. I mean, they weren't healthy, yes, but it's still there. But that running defense has taken a hit.
Yeah, it has taken a major hit. So we got to get things fixed quick, fast, in a hurry. Wade Phillips got some homework to do.
Yeah, because you want to bottle this up. Because y'all play New Orleans this week, and then on that bye.
Yeah, and they we got to deal with Mark Ingram and Hightower, and I'm like, y'all niggas better lock them down.
Yeah, you wanted to go in with a win.
Yeah, for real. We need that bye week to get healthy, but we need it. We need a win. Shit. We cannot lose ground in this division. It's too tight.
No, you definitely don't want to, because right behind the Raiders ain't too, but you know, you got Kansas City right behind you, half game behind at 6-2. You know, beat Jacksonville at home, 19-14.
That's not an accomplishment. Jacksonville is the sorriest team. I'm going to keep saying it. The sorriest team in the league.
Yeah, what the fuck is
that? Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Ivy broke out for 18 carries, 107 yards. I'm like, whoop, add. And he was on your bench. But look, I mean, Nick Foles right now, he's at least moving the rock.
Well, it's already been announced Alex Smith is starting this week, so Nick Foles is irrelevant.
Yeah, which means Travis Kelce might get less catches.
Which is like, damn it. Hey, shout out to Travis Kelce, who threw the flag at the ref. I was like, fuck you, ref.
That was fun.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, I don't want this.
Like, flag on you. And ref was like, nigga, flag on you. Like, what is this? And then Kansas City gets a boost because Spencer Ware cleared the concussion protocol, so he'll be back next week. Which means drop Charkhandrick West.
Yep, Spencer Ware back. I'm happy to hear that. Well, yeah, y'all still good. 6-3, only a game behind. You know, and it's what is scary about all these teams, especially, I mean, for Oakland's sake, Kansas City right now still does have the tiebreaker on you.
Yeah.
So that's important. And I just saw reactivated Justin Houston.
Yep, so they get that pass rush back. Yep.
I mean, you know, they about to be at full strength. You know, the Broncos, you know, I know Talib will be back soon. I know CJ Anderson not being back is going to sting.
Yeah, that hurt our running game, but that's no excuse.
Nah, it was just, you know, team didn't show up today. You know, Oakland at home, it was a big game. They came ready.
Yep.
And like he said, San Diego's not far behind. What are they? I mean, they're technically 3 games behind, but they're 4-5, making it difficult. But a shootout with Tennessee.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers just keeps doing the damn thing.
Yeah, you guys are the only division. Let me just make sure. Yep. You're the only division with 3 teams that have at least 6 wins.
That's why we're the best division in football. Period.
Yeah, make it period. Tough, man.
Because our division is hard.
Yeah, and y'all
ain't like the NFC East. That division's whack.
Yeah, I'm thinking like so y'all have to play Kansas City twice because y'all ain't played them yet.
Play Kansas City twice. We play Oakland one more time. Last game of the season.
Yeah.
So
Oakland has Kansas City one more, and I think they got San Diego 2 times.
Yep. So come on, San Diego, kick their ass.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, y'all gonna need some. Everybody needs some help. So be careful if y'all cancel each other out. Them Chiefs may sneak in.
Yeah. Like fuck.
That was exciting. You know, of course, you know, the team everybody's focused on in the AFC, the New England Patriots, sitting at 7-1.
Fuck the Patriots. God, I hate them. Cannot stand the Patriots, man. I mean, they're just always there, just always a pain in the ass. I mean, they got the best coach in the league. I mean, Bill Belichick, call it what it is. Bill Belichick is the best coach in football.
Nah, he is the best coach in football. I mean, this, and you know, this is probably why I don't put Brady up there as, you know, at least for midseason for MVP, just because I'm like, you know, yes, Tom Brady is 4-0, you know, but, you know, they were 3-1 without him.
Yeah.
And, you know, clearly it's, you know, he makes them better, but it's the system. I can give Bill Belichick MVP.
Yeah, but I can't give it to definitely coach of the year candidate for sure.
Right. Now, I mean, if Tom Brady continues what he's doing, then he, you know, he may win it again. But for midseason, I don't know if I can give him that. But, you know,
I don't think he's thrown an interception yet.
Nope, he hasn't. I think he has 12 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. We'll see how it goes.
Can't stand him.
Yeah, and of course, you know, they're 3 games and up against everybody else in their division.
Division sucks.
I mean, Miami beat the Jets, who, you know, we thought was going to be serious. They 3-6.
They're done.
Yeah.
They are done. Ryan Fitzboo-boo is done. They might as well just start Bryce Petty or Christian Hackenberg just to see what they got at this point.
Yeah, it's going to happen soon.
Oh, very soon. Yeah. It wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't. I mean, they say Ryan Fitzpatrick going to start the next game, but it wouldn't shock me if he got pulled in that game for one of the young dudes, because he's looked horrible. You talk about a dude who took the money and ran. Shit.
Yeah, he did. He was just sitting there like, ugh. Okay, give me that. I deserve this money. Word. Now it's like, don't ever do that again in your life.
Nope.
Talk about what you deserve. Like, okay. Now you just a backup who overachieves.
Yeah, basically at this point.
Instead of just being humble.
Average quarterback.
You could have took another 1 year and be like, all right. This is, and to me, I'm like, yo, you cannot miss any of that training camp. You cannot. You can't just come in and be like, all right, I got it. I'm just coming the week before the season start. I'll be good. No, clearly, that didn't work.
No, sir.
Yeah, they said, you know, Miami's 4-4. I know they're back to the running game. I'm loving Ajayi.
Dude, he is just beasting.
Yeah, he is. I mean, if they can, they can keep trying, you know, maybe something happen. I mean, Buffalo showed a little something Monday night.
No, yeah, except for they didn't score a fucking touchdown, which cost me the fucking game.
Oh, to get the W.
Had they scored a touchdown, Russell Wilson would have had to throw the damn ball, and I would have got some points.
But no,
we couldn't just score a touchdown. Of course not. Assholes.
Speaking of that game, I know everybody's talking about the play at the end of the half. What did you think of that? With Richard Sherman dying for the ball, it didn't call, and it was offside.
It was offside, but he dove for the ball, but I was always under the impression if you touch the ball first, then it don't matter if you run to the kicker. Because I've seen so many times where Cat is trying to punt or kick a field goal, and they block the shit, and they fall into the kicker, and ain't no foul. Ain't nothing called.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and based on the – when I looked at it several times, he went for the ball. It wasn't like he aimed dead at his leg. He was going for the ball.
Yeah.
He just happened to run into him. And, you know, it was what it was.
Yeah.
An early what the fuck moment to Dan Carpenter's bitch-ass wife.
Yeah, I was like, comment
she made.
I had first seen the her second one. About her apology.
Her bullshit apology? That weak shit out of here.
It wasn't real apology. It was like, I'm sorry, y'all. I was like, it wasn't no racist comment. That's what she basically was saying. It was like, I didn't mean this shit to be racist. That's what I'm apologizing for. I ain't apologizing for clowning his ass. I'm just clarifying that, yo, this was not a racist diss. It was basically just, fuck you.
Well, you made yourself look very stupid, and you put your husband on blast. Because your husband probably came home and was like, why did you do that?
Yeah,
like, sometimes, like, look, ladies, I get you want to defend your man sometimes, but sometimes the best thing to do is just not say anything at all.
Yeah, and the fucked up part about that, now I did watch it a couple times when I saw it again. I was like, he did, when he fell, he dove, his hand was out for the ball, and then he just kind of rolled over after he touched it. And I heard he was just like, well, the nigga should have kicked the ball. I'm like, well, he's competitive. He's not going to say, I'm sorry. He's going to be like, I'm playing. So I don't really care. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, this is like you ask a dude directly after the game. You know, we've already seen when Richard Sherman's involved in a controversial play and he's heated, he ain't going to be like, oh, it's cool. He's going to be like, F him. I don't really care. I'm playing. I don't care what none of y'all got to say. I'm here to win. If you don't like it, suck a dick.
Yeah. Basically.
And the poker. I was like, ooh, okay. He's almost like, why the hell y'all asking me this? But I get Rex Ryan's point. And the part is that wasn't even that was half of it. The part where they kicked the field goal.
The play was just so fucking weird.
The play afterwards, like, okay, I got to call a timeout because he's hurt. Okay, fine. Then we go
but
kick
the fucked
it.
Up thing was he was like, oh, he's hurt. And then next thing you know, he's bouncing up like everything's okay. I'm like, you know what? I can't with some of these football players.
Well, the thing was, he looked like he was hurt. Well, the thing was, because they came on the field, he had to sit out a play.
Exactly.
And so they spiked it. And then it's like, okay, he's coming back in. And I don't get how, even I was kind of like when the ref moved away and it was like 3-2-1, like, wait, what? Oh, delay a game.
Delay a game. And it was like, dude, you gave us no time.
It was like, you got off the away from the ball with 5 seconds left. I'm kicking.
It was that was a bungled situation.
That was almost even worse because the one that was off, okay, he touched the ball. It was offsides. It wasn't the roughing the kicker. Okay, people can see it either way, but that seemed to be the right call. The other one was like, that's clearly the ref's fault.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the way of the ball. Move.
Oh, the refs, dude. Because
you know the guy who's hiking is like, oh, well, the ref's standing in front of me. I guess it's not. He ain't ready yet.
Yep.
Let me wait till he moves. Like, oh, if you want to play that, then the refs might start wearing the pads because brothers, they ain't going to give a fuck. Yep.
Wasn't looking at the clock, or maybe he was, and he was telling the ref, hurry up.
Yeah, so that was strange.
And then he missed it.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. So he makes it, it's like, oh, push it back 5. I was like, of course he misses. I hate everybody on this field right now. I hate the fools in green and these striped niggas.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Buffalo right now, 4-5. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean they've looked competitive for the most part, but they just I don't know what the hell's going on with Buffalo.
They need a strong second half.
Rex Ryan about to have to go.
Yeah, something's going to happen. I know Sammy Watkins is back. In case
for how long?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
2 games.
In case y'all got an open bench spot, somebody's going to be like, "Oh, he back? Well, maybe."
Yeah, maybe.
Moving on, AFC North had a nice matchup. You know, Ben came back in that game. Didn't look like it, though, the way they was playing. They were awful.
He was rusty as hell.
Yeah.
They couldn't get anything going with the run game. Le'Veon Bell got shut down.
Yeah, 14 carries for 32. And in a close game, Ben Roethlisberger comes back. You know he's not healthy. And you have him throw 45 times. Now, I don't, maybe the better running game could not get going. You had D'Angelo Williams back. But 15 carries between both of them when you just getting your quarterback back? Nah.
Yeah, you gotta do that don't make no sense.
Nope. In a tight game? Yeah, okay. You still had time. It was like the Ravens ain't blowing you out the water. I mean, it's funny. Antonio Brown continues to get his regardless, 7 for 85 and a touchdown.
And he kind of called his teammates out. He was like, these other motherfuckers got to step up. I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm doing my part. He didn't say that. But he was just more so like, we need other guys to step up and play, which is like, y'all motherfuckers need to do something because I can't do everything if I'm getting double, triple teamed.
That's real.
Which I'm, yeah, real talk.
This is a non-rushing game. Pittsburgh ran for a total of 36, and Baltimore ran for a total of 50. Yeah, of course, big play, Mike Wallace, 4 for 124 and a touchdown.
That was just piss poor defense by Pittsburgh. That nigga took a slant route 95 yards. Like, what, really? God. That was poor tackling, poor defense by Pittsburgh. Come on, man. Now, I know, and I've started to hear a lot of chirping about Mike Tomlin from people and that he might need to go, but I'm like, you get rid of Mike Tomlin, he is going to be a hot commodity.
Oh, definitely. Somebody going to get me like, oh, new coach? Okay.
Shit. Hey, LA, I'm looking at you.
Dude, if he get fired.
Come to the Rams, baby.
The Rams already, all that, you know, we going to play on hold, giving these dudes extensions. I'm like, fuck on hold. How about you don't?
Yeah.
If Mike Tomlin becomes available, they'll be if I don't stand Kroenke and I hear rumblings that Mike Tomlin may be getting fired, I ain't doing nothing with my head coach. We gonna search, and I'm just gonna be like, hey, y'all don't want to hire Mike Tomlin? Okay, I'm just checking.
Plus, that would complete the Rooney Rule. Because he's a minority head coach. Hey, bring him on.
You like, how you meet? Yeah, you hired.
I would love, LA fans would love to have Mike Tomlin as head coach. You kidding?
Jeff Fisher? Come on.
For real.
But yeah, they both teams now 4-4. Of course, with that win, Baltimore sitting in front. Behind them, 3-4-1, Cincinnati Bengals.
Marvin Lewis getting fired. That's just the bottom line. Because it don't look like they're making the playoffs unless they just go on a hell of a run.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, you know, it's a three-way tie for first in this division, basically. And the way – only one team coming out.
Yep.
Because to be honest with you, the AFC West can have three teams in the playoffs.
Potentially, yeah.
So, you know, you better get it the fuck together. Y'all figure this shit out. It's not there this year. Maybe it's Hugh Jackson leaving the offense. I don't know. But they've been.
Well, as I mentioned previously, it ain't just Hugh Jackson. You lost your other compliments to AJ Green. You lost Marvin Jones. You lost Mohamed Sanu. Tyler Eifert's been out.
Yeah.
AJ Green's been your only fucking weapon, really. In your passing game, besides him and Giovanni Bernard. It's like all you've had.
Yeah, the running game has never really gotten on track. The defense is good but not great.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like to never come up big when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a problem. Yes, we're talking about the AFC North.
So go ahead and play it.
Yeah, let's just bring them up.
I just hope we can win a game.
Well, you ain't yet. Cleveland 0-9, got smacked by the Cowboys, which we'll discuss more and further when we get to the NFC. But oh my God, I don't want Hugh Jackson to get fired. I don't put it all on him. It's just, they just got bad luck.
I don't think they'll fire him after year one. But
like you had what, 9 games, and you've had like what, 6 quarterbacks? It feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't. That ain't the head coach's fault.
Exactly.
If you're like, all right, we're going with Robert RG3. We ready. And then game one, he knocked out. You're like,
then go to the backup. Game,
then the second, the backup knocked out. You're like, what in the fuck?
Then you got to turn to a rookie quarterback, and then he get hurt, and then your backup to him is a rookie quarterback. You're like, shit.
Yeah, you playing domino. You know, you just in and out, hot potato with the starting quarterback. That's a recipe for pretty much for not winning.
Yep.
So, you're not surprised.
I will say, I did like their addition of Jamie Collins.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was kind of fucked up that he went from the best team to the worst team.
Yeah.
But I think he can be a key piece to that defense. He's going to want to get paid. They got cap room to sign him. So, I mean, I like the move for them.
Yeah, I mean, it does work out. Now, he did come out and say, like, I did not say I wanted formula money. You know, kind of quelling all that talk. Yeah, I mean, they have nothing to lose. They still have more likely they pick.
Yep.
Because who, who else is picked? They got the Rams picked, don't they? Because I think they traded them.
They traded with
Philly?
Philly, I believe.
Okay, so, you know, they got two number
one. Yeah, it was with Philly, because most people were like, y'all dumbasses could have stayed and took Carson Wentz.
Yeah. But, you know. But
what are you going to do?
Yeah, they're about to get cap from Clemson, so. They said
get Deshaun Watson and call it a day.
Yeah, and then in the AFC South, Houston is, you know, sitting up there at 5-3. They coming off a bye. They got to start hitting seriously.
Yep.
You know, I know the defense has been banged up, but this offense got to get it clicking.
Yeah, because Brock has been way overhyped.
Yep.
It's been looking like doo-doo.
Yeah, Lamar Miller has had his moments here and there. But, you know, they're going to need more than that. Indy came off a nice win versus Green Bay. Got them at 4-5, game and a half behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm more on Green Bay. We get there. But, you know, Indy,
well, Jesus, they can you get them some line help?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, they do need help on the offensive line. But I think with Dante Moncrief coming back, you got Dwayne Allen back now. Andrew Luck's got his weapons back, so opposite T.Y. Hilton. So I think that's going to make a difference for them down the stretch.
Yeah, I think so. Frank Gore's been, you know, he's been pretty good, made some decent plays. You know, need more from that defense. You know, other problem for them is tied with them at 4-5, these Tennessee Titans. These scrappy Tennessee Titans, man.
They have really exceeded my expectations. I expected them to win 4 or 5 games all season, but – you know, we at the halfway point, they already got 4 wins. I told y'all Marcus Mariota was that dude.
Yeah,
that is why
it.
I would have taken him above Jameis Winston. The kid's accurate, man. The kid is accurate. He's poised. He's got the wheels. And that addition, man, the addition, fuck Chip Kelly, the addition of DeMarco Murray has been incredible for their team.
Man, that was like that was an underrated trade. People were like, oh, he going to Tennessee. Oh, okay, whatever. And nobody really talked about it. I mean, he's putting him up.
Yeah. He has really got them running the ball well. He is a great compliment to Marcus Mariota. If they can just get some fucking receivers,
yeah,
they would have something.
Yeah, they really need a number one. I mean, clearly their number one target is Delanie Walker.
Yes.
You know, saw Rashard Matthews had a nice game this last week. If they can just get a guy who's solid, and it seemed to be in these drafts – you know, in these first few rounds, like they're everywhere. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but every year I'm playing fantasy, and it's like, oh, look at this dude. Oh, he's filling in. He's a second-year player. You're like, who is this?
Yeah, and then, I mean, a big name coming out, they got Mike Williams from Clemson, who is Deshaun Watson's favorite target. So, it'd be a dude to look out for Tennessee.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Yeah, they are scrappy, man. I'm liking that. I'm liking what I'm seeing. You know, I don't like seeing the teams that just suck and just continue to suck. Like, you want them at least with all these picks and these youngers at least show some growth. So,
oh, you mean unlike the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yes, unlike these 2-6 who are underachieving.
God.
Yeah, they will be calling if Mike Tomlin name could come up too. Because, Jesus, underachieving. They got talent and can't do nothing.
Can't do shit. I get so frustrated. I'm like, dude, throw the damn ball to Allen Robinson. I'm sorry. Just chuck the fucking ball in the air. Let him come down with it. Like, give him a chance. God, their O-line's terrible.
Yeah, they paying all this money. You, like, need to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
Need to get this running game. I mean, is it going to be Yeldon? Is it going to be Ivory? I don't know. If you're just going to be a passing team, so be it, but at least pass protect.
Yeah, Julius Thomas has also been a disappointment.
Yeah, that's his money that just went to waste.
Yep. Was like, told y'all.
Yeah. I mean, look,
like,
yeah, as a player.
Not duplicate what he did in Denver.
Yeah, as a player, you're going to want to get your money, so good for him, but geez, you got robbed.
It's same with Malik Jackson. Good job. Get that money, paper. Get that money, sir.
Yeah, you got your ring. Go get it.
Yep.
Be sure to check us out on blackisonline.com.
And over in the NFC, I mean, talk of the town is the team with the star on the helmet. These Cowboys, 7-1. I mean, we figured they was going to roll up on Cleveland. But this is very impressive.
No, I am very impressed, especially with the rookie quarterback and the rookie running back. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott has looked like the real deal. He seems to be the quarterback going forward for the Cowboys, which he should be. I don't even know why they even bring up Tony Romo's name anymore, to be honest. I'm like, at this point, he's 7-1. What?
Well, because going into it, he was the guy. This one is one of them teams where it wasn't like, oh, well, if he get hurt, we good. But
well, now y'all good.
Yeah, it's turned that way now. I mean, at this point, you know, because every week it's like, what is it? And this week it was, oh, it's on the coaches now because he 100%. And you're like, okay. Then when we need him, we'll call him. Basically, don't call me, I'll call you.
And I mean, I know these rookie running backs taking them top five is a roll of the dice, but they struck gold
with
Ezekiel Elliott.
That's one of them where it was like meant to be.
Yeah,
like we got an offensive line, a great run blocking O line. We need a running back, and this top five talent at running back just happens to be there when on a year that we happen to suck.
Yep,
and had the fourth pick,
and he gonna be there on the cheap for the next 4 years. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nice for them.
One of them two to me is at least midseason is my MVP. I don't know which one. Because you could say on one hand, I mean, yes, Ezekiel Elliott was a number one pick, top five pick. But, I mean, this dude, he is killing it.
I would
give a slight edge
to Dak Prescott.
Yes, because he was not the starter. He came in, he's like, what, a fourth round pick. You know, it's like, okay, you're taking over for the injured quarterback who's been here. And it's a lot of pressure playing quarterback for that team.
Yep.
And to go 7-1 and.
Which is why I'm so right now, I'd give the slight edge to Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
For rookie of the year.
Yeah, rookie of the year. Yeah, I might do that.
Just because that quarterback position, that's hard, man. You are the leader of the team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, playing with a little bit of a head case like Dez Bryant, who can be a little bit of a diva sometimes, that ain't easy. And I give the kid credit. He came up early on in the season when Dez was bitching and he was like, I'm throwing it to the open man. And I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, got it. Yes. I don't have a rapport with you yet. And then, and then Dez got hurt.
Yep.
And he was out a few games. And he was like, all right, well, I'm not missing the beat. It's just hard because, they're both benefiting off each other. Because the running game takes a lot of pressure off of him. You know, by having a quarterback who can make plays, make it easy for the running back. So, whatever the case, folks in Dallas are happy as hell.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we'll see how long this goes. And you know what's going to happen when that, because I don't think they're not going 15-1 to me.
No.
When they lose a game, oh, is it time to pull them yet? No.
Yeah, at some point they're going to hit the rookie wall and they're going to come up against a tough competitor that they, you know, might not be able to beat. So we'll see, man. I mean, like you said, I don't expect them to go 15-1, go undefeated. But the minute the kid loses a game, I'm not about to be like, well, let's yank him.
Yeah, because that's what? Not fair. Because no. It's like, oh, we've been leaning on you, shooting your praises. And as soon as you lose a game, you whack.
Yeah.
Like, he won seven straight. Man, you should have won 10, and you didn't. Get out. If they lose like three straight, then okay, that's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but unless he just stinks for multiple games, I'm leaving it. Whatever it is, it's working, and I'm not messing with it.
It'd be different if he lost like three, four straight. Then you're like, okay, now we got to think about it.
Yeah. But right now, I'm not touching it. You know, behind them, got a two-game lead over these New York Giants who beat them Eagles. Let's not go over that.
Oh, man.
Forget that shit. But, yeah, I mean, Giants, you know, they not terrible. They just can't. They just okay.
They're not consistent enough.
No.
Yeah, part of it's been Eli. Part of it's been the play calling. I mean, Odell Beckham's on and off.
Yeah, he had a solid game. Shepard, I know Victor Cruz got hurt. You know, 54 yards rushing, that's not going to work. And the defense is just okay. It just, it's nothing that it's like, well, look, we can lean our hat on this.
Yeah, nothing stands out with them.
No. And they're going to need something if they really want to do something. If you're going to beat these Cowboys, who clearly offensively is carrying the load and their defense is doing enough to get it. So, yeah, they're going to make some noise. They better do it soon.
Yep.
I saw this cat, Paul Perkins. So he's getting picked up soon.
Yeah, because Rashad Jennings ain't doing shit.
No. It's one of them. They splitting carries. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Beckham's doing his thing after his little moment, which is now forgotten. You know, this is how we do in this new age. It was all he crying, he emotional, he a distraction.
Yep. As soon as you start putting up numbers, we forget all about it.
Now 446, 2 touchdowns. And what? Distraction, what? Oh, okay, he's still one of the best. All right. You don't know. Yeah, the Giants got to do something. You know, after them, you know, 4-3-1 Redskins.
Oof.
You know, in the same ball. Hey, Cousins, man, you better, if you want to stay, because, you know, people right now still unsure.
He's still a question mark. He's on the franchise tag. It kind of seems like they did the smart thing, not giving him a long-term deal. And unfortunately, Matt Jones might lose his job to R. Kelly.
Yeah, man, he got hurt, and it's like them fumble issues.
Yeah, you fumbling as a running back, nigga. Your ass is you got a short leash.
Yeah, even if he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same with them with the defense. It's just, you know, this defense, this division is always seems to be that one, but it ain't this season.
Mm-mm.
And then moving
clear
on.
Winner.
Yeah, not a clear one. I mean, yeah, really, it's Dallas and then everybody else at the bottom.
Yep.
And then at the bottom of that division, you know, them
Eagles fly.
Man, look, Rude Boy, what's up?
I have doubts.
I got to play it. Look, we love people talking trash. It's all gravy and fun.
Oh, it's all love, man. But, it's all love.
We was talking about you. You was talking about that team, we brought it up. You have lost to all these teams.
You were talking. Y'all was feeling real good early on.
Mm-hmm. But you have
When the rookie wasn't looking like a rookie, his ass looked like a straight rookie now.
Yep. You lost to Washington. You still felt good after that. Dallas beat you. And now you lost to the Giants. Like, this is, if y'all going to catch up, this is not the way.
Yeah.
You know, Sproles is basically taking over at running back, which I like Darren Sproles.
But he is not a three-down back.
If Darren Sproles is your lead back, there's some concern.
Yes. He's just too small in stature.
Yeah, Ryan Matthews, I mean, yeah.
Fell off.
You see why the Chargers ain't keep him. Dude, I'm like, I got him on a league, and I'm like, I'm about to drop this dude. I only have him for death purposes. Only. It is really like, all right, if everybody hurt and on buys, and I have no other option, I will play him. Otherwise, no.
Yeah, and y'all need to figure out how to get damn Jordan Matthews the ball.
Yeah.
That is annoying. Stop throwing it to Nelson Aguilar. He can't do nothing with it.
He can't do nothing. Y'all can't run the ball. Y'all can't stop nothing.
Zach Ertz has been a disappointment.
Yeah, he's up and down.
Defensively, they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
But offensively, they ain't getting nothing done.
Yeah, I mean, Wentz shows he's got potential, but I mean, what? 27-47, 364, 2 interceptions. That's not going to work.
Nope.
I mean, but this is what it is when everybody's on that play your rookie. You drafted him number one. You made him a first-round pick. Just throw him in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you get.
Yeah, when he looks good, it looks good. When he looks bad, that shit looks terrible.
Right. Now, of course, we can say, you know, I know how Kay Martin about Sam Bradford, but this is why the Rams is like, yo, he ain't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, when you gonna play him? You're like, but yeah, but when you get games like this, you're not like, wow, I'm confident. You're like, God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we fans is not patient.
No, they especially in the football season, because it's only 16 games. Mm-hmm.
We need to win, damn it. That's it. You've been losing for a while. You know, ever since y'all McNabb got traded, it's like, all right, well, let's find him. So you drafted him, okay, but. You know, look, if he's good by year three, great.
Yep.
But that means this year and next season, you're pulling your damn hair out.
Yep. You just got to work through the growing pains.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to work on that.
Yep.
Oh, man, speaking of Sam Bradford, he's, you know, his team, 5-3, based
they
on
lost
that
three
defense.
Straight.
Yeah, it's just it's not headed in a good direction.
Mm-mm. And then losing North Turner hurt.
Yeah, that was big.
That was a big loss.
He was just like, you know, it's just not working. I'm not a good fit here. You're like, I saw that. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know if they were talking and was kind of like he needed to change up some stuff or what, but he was like, I can't do this shit no more. No. I need a competent quarterback.
Yeah, it's, and then you feel bad for what's the name? I mean, I know Bridgewater. I mean, we don't know. I'm just going on the assumption that he will be back next season. But it's just like, I know he like, damn it, I get hurt and I lose North Turner. Shit.
Yeah, I read an article on Bleacher Report that some doctors are like, it may take him 2 years. To get his knee right, and some doctors feel like he may never play again. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, but this, you know, we were looking at Dallas, that, you know, with their running back, quarterback situation is great. Minnesota, this your backup. And they on their backup, both, you know, they running back, Adrian Peterson, not coming back, maybe for the season, maybe, period.
Ever. They got a three-headed committee going now, which is like, oh, great. Yeah,
not
for
working.
Fantasy purposes, you like, fuck.
No, McLennan is looking terrible.
You know, Asiata is whatever. Man. They got Ronnie Hillman.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to figure something out. That is frustrating to say the least. It is not looking good there. And, you know.
Not right now.
Nope, and you lost a big game to team right behind you, half a game. These Detroit Lions. You know, with a guy who is in the MVP discussion in Matt Stafford. I mean, this dude right now, you know, I agree with what a lot of people are saying that, I mean, everybody did not want to see Calvin Johnson go, but it did force him to spread the ball. Your safety net is gone.
And this is why I always say sometimes addition by subtraction.
Yeah.
There are certain situations where if a guy leaves, you got to kind of spread things around, and that can actually improve your team.
Mm-hmm.
Which has happened.
Yeah, I mean, I heard this, I think, what, in every game or something, they've been behind at some point. But that late game magic is working.
Mm-hmm.
They can just kind of get that going earlier in the game and can hold some leads. I mean, this division is up for grabs.
But they need a consistent running game.
Any guy who can run. I mean, Theo Riddick is okay. Theo Riddick's okay, but he's more of a pass catcher.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Dwayne Washington came back. I think they'll try to get him going. We'll see with that. Golden Tate woke the hell up.
Yeah, he did. He's just taking targets away from Marvin Jones. Thank you.
Yeah, that's killing me.
Jeez.
Damn, I should have traded high on his ass. But I mean, now Eric Ebron's shown flashes and he can do something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Detroit has not looked terrible.
No.
You feel like they can just get over whatever this hump is and really build some momentum. I mean, because all these teams are struggling. Minnesota, I mean, their defense clearly is not, they're taking the hit. Offense can't do nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Troy could do some because, you know, they got a right behind him, Green Bay Packers. Bad loss at home to the Colts.
They just haven't looked good at all this season.
No.
They have not looked good.
You know, they're getting older. I mean, look, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, still elite quarterback. You know, but
the nigga can't play defense.
Yeah, it's one of them things where when you win a Super Bowl, look, when if you have a championship, it buys you a lot of time. Mm-hmm. You will always get the benefit of the doubt for the most part. It's always like, oh, well, he played, but he got a ring though. However, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Since that chance. When was that, even in the 10s? That was like before 2010?
Yeah, I want to say 2008, 2009.
Damn. 7 years since then. It's not like y'all been back to the Super Bowl since then. I mean, yes, I mean, he's, of course, he had his, you know, those Hail Marys in the back. But, I mean, you don't get them Hail Marys, then what?
Exactly.
And you can't, I mean, we've seen it with Peyton Manning. You cannot be like, oh, well, we have an elite quarterback. We don't need to do nothing else.
Exactly. Oh, no, it was 2011.
Okay. I was like, I know, but it seemed longer than that. Shit.
It does.
You know, he getting older. I mean, it's like something's just not clicking. I don't know if it's the offense. Mike McCarthy, what's going on?
They've been decimated by injuries, and losing Eddie Lacy did not help your cause.
I lost him and Starks. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like they gave up. I'm like, you can't. Yes, you have Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, and this the NFL. Teams are going to be like, oh, you passing? Okay. You're not going to run the ball? Fine. Yeah, Ty Montgomery. Hey, all right, we pound him. We going to pound him then if you want to use him as a running back. And then give it to him in the fourth quarter.
And see how you feel.
Yeah, I mean, I know Nile Davis did something. You better find a dude on the practice squad or something.
Well, James Starks is practicing again. He should be back, I think, next week or the week after.
Yeah. But then he said, I know Clay Matthews, when he was coming back from injury, Peppers, he been in the league a minute.
Yeah, he's on his last legs.
Yeah, part of that reason they won, you had the opposite end. You had that defense that could get Aaron Rodgers the ball. Now, not so much.
Mm.
Not so much. 3-2 at home. That's struggling. And then, you know, at the bottom of them 2-6 Bears, they just maybe competing for the top pick two.
We know I'm hearing John Fox may not last after the season.
Mm. You just, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And your two seasons didn't work.
Yep.
You know, Jay Cutler, we know, is out of here. Did they, did what's the name sign the he didn't sign a contract, did he? He just still on a tag. Their wide receiver.
Oh, Alshon Jeffery?
Yeah.
He's just on the tag.
Mm.
So he could possibly leave as a free agent.
Yeah, I mean, that's looking more and more like he might.
If I'm Tennessee, I'm calling him immediately.
Yeah. He's gonna be on teams that are on the cusp. That have a need, because, I mean, geez. Kevin White ain't doing nothing. We know Langford been replaced.
Yep.
Nothing on, you know, you think of the Bears, you think of defense. Historically.
Not this season.
Yeah, when you think of this Bears, that don't even come up.
Nope.
So they're at the bottom of that. Moving on to the Southeast, 6-3 Falcons. Maybe they going to fool us, as KMRB saying. But, you know, Thursday night put the whooping on Tampa Bay in another one of them Thursday night we supposed to enjoy games. I mean.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Right now they getting it. I mean, Matty Ice could be in the mix for MVP as well, since, you know, it's always quarterback driven.
Yeah, he's in the MVP talk.
Yep, 344 yards, 4 touchdown night.
Julio Jones just does what Julio Jones does.
8 for 111 in the touchdown. Getting busy.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. Their
defense is starting to come around a little bit. They're at least being able to put some pressure on the quarterback, which is what they have lacked for years.
Yeah, a lot of times.
So if they can continue to do that, then they should be fine.
Yeah, a lot of the games it felt like Matt Ryan had to win the game because it was always just going to be a back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me the ball last so I can do something. But this season, at this point, it seemed like they're starting to, you know, make that happen a little bit less.
Exactly.
You know, I see 4-1 on the road. So, you know, that's what you need. Mm-hmm. You know, Freeman has I mean, not put up ridiculous stats as he did last year, but he's still moving the ball well. I know Tevin Coleman will be back shortly. Mm-hmm. So they've got that going. So, right, I mean, they got it moving right now.
It could be very dangerous come late in the season.
So if they can continue this second half of the season, watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Behind them, 4-4, the Saints. Saints are just holding on. I mean, damn, I mean, if you're talking about wanting to give somebody the MVP, and Drew Brees is just holding this shit together.
Yep.
I don't know how he's doing it, but damn.
Yeah, once he leaves, it seems like they're about to go back to the Aints.
it does, really.
Seriously. But, yeah, Drew Brees is doing the thing, just keeping the team afloat. He just makes magic happen.
Yeah, him and Sean Payton have some kind of that chemistry together. You know, the running game, I know Ingram has kind of been in the doghouse a bit, but, you know, him and Hightower, nice combination.
Mm-hmm.
You got, like you said, the young receivers with Cooks and them.
It's just, they ran wild on San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
But who doesn't?
Yeah. Brandon Ingram had that killer run. I was like, hold on to that starting spot, boy. Let's go. Lock it in for me. But, yeah, they can do that. If their defense – your defense hasn't been good since the Super Bowl, period.
No. It's been absolutely trash.
No, they're like, thanks, Goodell, for slapping that bounty gate on us.
Mm-hmm.
Jinxed us ever since then. And ever since then, they've just been getting worse and worse and worse.
Yep.
So, I mean, that is an emphasis come the offseason. Please, and I'm not even a Saints fan, but please get that together.
For real, that needs to be your focus.
Yeah, really. That and that line. After that, 3-5, Tampa Bay. These Bucks, I mean, Winston trying. I mean, somehow they just finding guys on the running game to just come in and plug and play.
Yep.
I know Doug Martin, I think, is supposed to be practicing coming back, which I know is a good sign for them. They just got to get other weapons. I mean, this last game, Mike Evans, 11 catches, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. We know he the real deal, but you got to get him something else.
And he took a massive shot.
I didn't see that one.
He made a one-handed catch, and in the midst of making that catch, dude from the Falcons just lit him up.
Mm.
I think he got a concussion from it. Ooh, he should be okay.
Okay. Yeah, this team, I mean, I don't know how they're not last in this division, but in the second. But, yeah, they need to make a few more steps in this. You can kind of see the talent. It's just not clicking yet.
You got to get other weapons opposite Mike Evans and upgrade that tight end position.
So they got Cameron Brate has been off and on. He's not terrible, but.
He's not terrible, but he's not what you would call a guy who can stretch the field either.
No. You got to do some, maybe, I don't know, and that defense need to help out as well.
Ain't been good since they've been to the Super Bowl.
Nope. I don't know whoever was the guys drafting. Y'all better ask them for some help so you can draft better.
Exactly.
And then on the bottom of that, tied with them, 3-5, defending NFC champion Carolina Panthers.
That's absolutely embarrassing.
I mean,
you're
what?
You're defending NFC champions, and you are last in that division? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's sad. I mean, and they 2 wins came off that bye. So, you know, they've won 2 straight. you know, a 13-10 against the Rams. Look, I don't want to have to watch video every damn weekend now that if somehow some contact is made with Cam Newton and they touch helmets, that L is out of foul. I don't, every helmet-to-helmet hit is not a foul.
Nope. If you lead with the shoulder, that's not your fault if the quarterback puts his head down.
Yeah, well, it's like if I wrap you up and I leave and I'm wrapping you up and I leave with the shoulder. And I, there were plays I saw where the dude actually wrapped his arms around him. But it's like, oh, they bumped heads. Should that have been the flag? I'm like, no.
And then Cam, of course, bitching after the game again. Like, nigga, didn't y'all win this time? What is the problem?
Yeah, I mean, they're not. You've made it aware. We said before, let your coach, let them know. Let him do it.
How about you make a GM aware how sorry your offensive line is? How about that?
You got to do that. I mean, y'all, you know, two in a row, good for y'all. Let's see if you can keep it going. You know, I'm always appreciative when Greg Olsen get the rock. You know, Kelvin Benjamin, get him more involved. And the defense, you know, two games, okay. Need to see more of that.
Yep.
Now, if y'all can do that and build, you know, off of what you've been doing, okay, well, maybe things will be on the look. I mean, look, it's not – it ain't that deep in the NFC, really.
No.
I mean, I don't see – well, I mean, Atlanta, I don't know what Atlanta yet. But at this point, I don't see y'all winning the division. You can get in still.
Mm-hmm. Get a wild card spot.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not – the conference is not that deep, really.
Mm-mm.
So y'all can get in, but y'all better keep doing it.
Yep.
And hope New Orleans don't keep winning, because damn. Don't figure something out. And on to this NFC West. Seattle's 5-2-1. You can tell something is there. You can tell like some of that same Super Bowl mentality and that skill is there. But Lord have mercy. And they didn't run again, that's for sure.
They missed Beast Mode. They have since he left.
And they missed whoever was on that line for Beast Mode.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing that too, because that old line is not there.
It's trash. It's very young. That's half the problem.
Mm. Yeah, they, you know, they wanted Rawls. Rawls got hurt. Christian Michael's just all right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, their receiving core has been okay.
Yeah, Kim Grimes has been bad. I mean, this is what it is.
Jimmy Graham has been Jimmy Graham again.
Man, those two one-handed, our other one-handed girl, I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Remind us why you and Gronk was in the same sentence.
Yep.
I was like, wow.
Like, this is why we traded for him. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get more of that dude with 8 for 103 and 2 touchdowns, okay. Now you're talking.
Yeah, your offense going to be dangerous if he gets going like that.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, you know, 282 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 sacks ain't going to work.
Nope.
Yeah, 33 yards rushing, no. Now, granted, the Bills can stop the run a little bit, but that is not going to fly.
Nah.
You're going to get him hurt even more. And, you know, the defense, I know Cam Chancellor is not playing.
Should be back next week.
Yeah, but their defense is a little banged up as well.
Mm-hmm.
The running game will give your defense rest. You know, your defense is your closer in a sense. But if you're going to keep them on the field all day, you know, that's going to end up taking its toll.
Yep.
Especially if you're doing it now. Come December, mm-hmm. that's not going to help.
Absolutely.
But they sitting pretty because this division has kind of disappointed. I mean, specifically Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
3-4-1, 2 games behind. Underachieving like a mug.
That's an understatement.
Like, I don't know what it is with them. It's just not clicking right now.
No, things just aren't clicking offensively. Carson Palmer seems to be on his last legs. They still have yet to find a reliable tight end. And the offensive line has been really banged up, so.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, David Johnson, clearly, he's still doing his thing.
Oh, he's one of the best backs in the league.
Yeah, you think they would feed off him, but that is not. The defense isn't looking as dominant as it did last season either. I mean, you just and they looking like they're not going to get in.
That's what it looks like. In,
I don't know what's going to happen with them, but, you know, the Bruce Arians-led team, like we said, the NFC is still kind of weak. You know, they were just on the edge, sat a bye, so they got to get it together for real.
Mm-hmm.
Time for y'all to make this run if you're going to do something.
You know, that is the truth.
And then 3-5 Rams. I mean,
is it time?
Oh, to get to firing some folk?
To start Jared Goff?
It's really getting there. It's really getting there. You're 8 games in. It's time to start. At this point, if you're getting blown, especially if you're getting blown out, if you're getting blown out by like you down 3 touchdowns, it's the fourth quarter. Let's bring him in.
Yep.
And let's see. It's starting to start giving him some reps.
And shout out to me who called it on the episode. Jeff Fisher, too little, too late ass, coming out talking about, we didn't give Todd Gurley enough touches. Nigga, I've been saying that for weeks.
Yeah, you're not getting no touches. You're not figuring out how to use him properly.
Like, he should at least be getting 20 carries every week. I don't give a shit how many yards he runs for. You keep feeding him the rock.
You got to. You have to figure it out. Because your defense is pretty solid.
Yep.
You know you're good there. I know the quarterback situation is whatever. But this is why people are going to get mad. Like, yo, you gave Tavon Austin all that bread.
Mm.
He's not a number one receiver.
Nope. He's a gadget player.
You know what? And to be honest, you better not. You better not get your GM and head coach. You can't. You can't.
Yeah, which I was kind of glad they were like, oh, we putting those on hold.
Yes.
I was like, good.
Come on, you move this team. You move this team here. You need to know. You're giving them a lot of time. You've been with y'all a minute.
And LA fans ain't patient.
It's okay. Like, you've given him a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work. Okay. You know, it ain't personal. It's just, I'm giving you time. I've been loyal. Time to move in the right direction.
Yep.
Yeah, you better figure that out. Some
absolutely.
Don't feel like you got to play a loyalty card. It's new here.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't caring out here. We get it. We seeing what's going on.
Yep.
Oh, it's funny. And they ain't even last. And then these 1-7 49ers.
Kmart, I told you to sell Carlos Hyde. Told you.
Yep. He ain't doing nothing.
Nope. You've been banged up and hurt like he is every season. And then Colin Kaepernick has been whatever. I mean, he was good last game. I'll give him that.
But you can say they was playing the Saints.
Yeah, that is true. Saints defense can make most people look good.
Yeah, it was 24-39, 398, 2 touchdowns, interception. All right. I mean, he's got the talent. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Not much to say. I mean,
they just lack of talent.
Starting from scratch, offense starting from scratch. That's just what it is. And we'll just see if Colin Kaepernick's a part of it.
And your delusional ass player thinks you're the best team in the NFC. They're like the problem.
Yeah, like, dude, you gotta be honest with yourself.
Y'all get rid of Chip Kelly.
Yeah, you're like, where are y'all at? You must have taken a hit. Yeah, who you think is coaching you? This ain't 3 years ago.
Get rid of Chip Kelly.
You see him? Oh, is Patrick Willis on the team? Did you see him? I didn't see him.
Justin Smith. All them. Mm-mm.
I don't see none of them. Oh, Frank Gore still there? Damn. I didn't know y'all was doing that.
Get Chip Kelly the fuck out of there.
Yeah. I mean, he may not be the one. I know he said he's not ready to go back to college. All right.
Make that decision for you.
Yeah, you got to do something. You got to do something. They may keep him for another season, which just give him some. If you feel like it's strictly the talent, upgrade your talent and then see. But, ooh, that's rough.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't wait for the second half of the season as we go into this week 10. Folks been complaining already about these ratings. Richard Simmons said low ratings because it ain't fun. That's because you're giving us shit again. Once again, I don't even try to sell the advertisement. Thursday night.
Browns versus Ravens. Like, nigga, what?
Mm-hmm. It's a matchup of rivalry. Cleveland goes to Baltimore. What?
So we talking about what? 0-10 now? Thanks.
All in the NFC except for one. It's all like you schedule the boo-boo team and you put them against a good team in a division. And it's supposed to be like, oh, look at this. Atlanta versus Tampa Bay. Oh, what's word?
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, y'all they got to get it together.
Yeah, you said a good game for basically Sunday and sometimes Monday. These Thursday, like, I heard somebody else say, and I like Thursday football. I don't mind it. It's cool because it's like, hey, it's a football game on Thursday. You know, although TNT doubleheader basketball, I'm like, well, that's taking my attention now.
Yep.
But if this is what you're gonna keep giving me every Thursday, I mean, I'd rather you just give these dudes a whole week of rest.
Exactly. If, just play them on Sundays and Mondays.
Do I like, hey, I get a shitty game, or do I want my dudes healthy for a whole week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the whole week of rest. I'm like, what's one? Is that game okay? Figure that shit out. Looking at the schedule, Green Bay and Tennessee shouldn't be that good, but I'm curious.
That's a big game for Tennessee. If they win that game, they got to get respect.
They do. People are going to be like, what is up with Green Bay? Minnesota, Washington, both of these teams need this damn win. Interesting. Kansas City at Carolina. That's a nice test coming out. You know, they two games rolling. Let's see.
Come on, Panthers.
And Coonsy, Atlanta at Philly.
Oh, shit.
If y'all want to, if you want to be able to talk your trash, this is a nice talk trash after you win game.
And they at Philly?
Yep.
Ooh, Atlanta's 4-1 on the road. That ain't looking good.
Nah, it is not. Let's not talk about LA at Jets. We know that ain't nobody watching that.
Nope.
You said Denver at New Orleans. Nice road game. You are playing in the dome, though.
Yeah, Drew Brees tends to always play well in the dome, so but y'all we got to get it together.
You know, better stop that run.
Yep.
Let's see. Yeah, Dallas at Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Interesting.
I like that one. The big game of the week, everybody been hyping up. We got a rematch from a couple years. Was it last year?
No, year before.
Yeah, year before. I'm Seattle at New England.
With that interception that sealed the deal.
Yeah. Then you got the Monday night game, Cincinnati at the Giants.
Yeah. You know, fucking for real.
Yeah, you feel like that shit. This is one of them games. It's funny thing on Monday night. It's some of these games y'all go through early in the season when you schedule. He's like, you know what? Bengals at Giants, that's going to be explosive. And then the season plays and you're like, where? Huh? Like AJ Green. Odell Beckham.
This game, boo-boo.
This be like first team to 30-some win. Now you're like, can these teams get to 25?
Exactly. Can they get to 20?
I hope this is a good game. It has that smell of could be a good game, and then you go and taste it, and you're like, who made this?
Exactly.
Y'all fooled me. And then teams on the bye, Buffalo, Detroit, Indianapolis, Oakland on byes. I know Oakland want to keep playing. I know that. They're like, fuck, we got to bye right now?
Yep.
But you take it.
Yeah, I sure will. You right about that.
Oh, man. See, that said, we go to great before we go to break. I had to, I didn't play the sound bites yet. I almost forgot, but you know what? Baylor, LJ, you know I got to do. Y'all do deserve that.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Yeah, you know how to play that.
And you know what to play for me.
Yeah. I know what y'all don't want to hear.
Son of a bitch!
It's break time.
I told Chris you could play that like 5-6 times for me. That's exactly what I was saying throughout the game. Mm-hmm. Like, motherfucker.
Not a big time. A flag holding.
It was like, oh my God.
Pass interference. Defense.
Damn it.
That is exactly how I was feeling throughout the game. Like, this is bullshit.
Oh, man.
But they won fair and square.
Yeah, they did. Second half season to come. All right, y'all, we're going to take a break. We coming back. It's basketball time. Baylor, you going to like this. We're going to start with your team first.
Mm.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
This is Casey Lehman, and you are tuned in to the Black Is Network. Be sure to check out the podcast I have the pleasure of hosting called The Break at blackisonline.com.
Back to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to chime in on this football halfway through, how you feeling? What's your outlook for the rest of the season? You feeling confident? You all ready just to give up on your team? Let us know. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Email thebrotherslehman @gmail.com. On Twitter @brotherslehman. On the website blackisonline.com.
Hey, hit us up. Let us know your thoughts. And we will definitely get back at you.
Holla!
All right. So we got more feedback, some basketball feedback here.
All right.
All right, we got some from, this one's from the homie Spirit G. Hoopla.
Come on, Spirit. Come with it.
The infamous point guard conversation.
Mm.
What up, gents? Bet money that when Chris announced there's an email for me, Jonathan said, oh, shit.
Yep.
Don't worry, guys. This one will be much more mild than my last one. BGG sent us both the same email regarding our heated topic on Twitter regarding point guards. Covered on the last Hoopla, and you guys covered it on the show I'm listening to now. As you both know, Storm and I get into heated conversations damn near every show, so this is nothing new to me. But just like with my sister, when it comes to having a heated convo with my brothers, we can agree to disagree and go back to being cool. I appreciate that because you honestly can't have that with everyone. I'm not going to fight about this subject again too much. What I do want to clarify is what I tried to clarify 3 times on Twitter to JL, but we already know how passionate he gets about sports subject where he sometimes needs to be talked off the edge or off the ledge and doesn't want to come down because he has on a bed sheet as a cape and believes he can fly. Plus, that whole only having 140 characters on Twitter to say what you want doesn't always give you the opportunity to express your full point. So hopefully this email will clarify my stance, even if you still don't agree with it, which, of course, is totally cool. I did not say that a point guard can't shoot. I was talking about the, quote, game type that a player has as what I use to determine what position I would put you as. After having stated that today's game is clearly different than when I first got into it, gone are the days of having true point guards, so to speak. This is not to say that point guards can't shoot. This is to say if someone whose game type is that of a shooter, think along the lines of Ray Allen, J.J. Redick, and other 2 guards, including my opinion, Steph Curry, then to me, he is a shooting guard. This is just my opinion. Somehow Johnson then translated that to me, saying that a point guard can't shoot. That wasn't my point at all. If the rest of your game contains an element that I think you can play point guard, and even with the ability to shoot, you can be a point guard. Everyone knows Curry can shoot. Where Johnson and I differ is on the rest of Curry's game. In that heated argument, I also talked about the difference between being a scorer and a shooter. It'll never happen, but the blessed explanation of what I'm trying to say is, if imagine if Steph and Westbrook were on the same regular team, not an all-star team, I'm willing to bet that we would all agree, and with what we know about their game types, we would all pretty much assume that Westbrook would be the point guard and Curry would be the shooting guard, correct? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying Curry can't pass and drop a lot of dimes, or that Westbrook couldn't score and should only drop dimes under this scenario. I'm simply saying that even with the game having changed drastically, I personally don't see the rest of Curry's game as that of a point guard. Again, just my opinion. And haven't you guys been critical in the past on Westbrook's number of shots, saying that he should have just distributed the ball more? I don't recall you ever saying that about Curry, but I get it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the reason you're not as vocal about that with Curry because his, quote, game type is that of a shooter? In fact, Jonathan called him the best shooter he's ever seen. He is known as a shooter. He will go down in history as being a shooter. I don't get why that's a problem. I actually think we're in agreement on this. When it's all said and done, will you consider Curry one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game? But to be fair, will you consider point guards in the game now one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game? Or will you consider them among the greatest, quote, game type players, one of the best scorers, best slashers, best shooters, etc.? The final thing Jonathan brought up in the argument on Twitter was the career assist averages of Curry versus Westbrook, which apparently implying that I said Curry can't pass. First, I don't think number of assists can be used to determine your position because, A, I think your overall game should be considered, i.e. the reason Magic Johnson at 6'9 and Penny Hardaway at 6'7 are known as point guards and not forwards, and B, as BTG implied in his email, getting an assist is not only determined by the pass you make, but also if your teammate makes the shot. And that's not even including what the late, great Shaq Kern said many years ago, which if there was a fast break, and you know he saw a lot of those, and a player gets fouled on the break and makes both free throws, the one who gave the pass should get an assist, assuming the player who got fouled didn't dribble again before the foul. Not that I necessarily agree, but the point is there are several variables that determine an assist. And second, LeBron has a higher assist career average than both Curry and Westbrook. Should he be considered a point guard too? Yes, I know that he's played the point before, like Magic played center in his first NBA Finals. But we're talking about their main position for this conversation. And what about what Harden has been doing to start the year? Jonathan said that Westbrook is a score first guy, and Chris agreed. Hey, get this, fellas, I agree too. Oh shit, mark it. We agree on something. Can we agree on, dare I say, a second thing? And that is Curry is a shoot-first guy? Yes. And that's all I was saying in my argument. Two very different game types. Other than CP3, there are no other traditional point guard stars in the league anymore, right? Well, how many star point guards are there that shoot like Steph? Meanwhile, the point guards who can score are plentiful. Westbrook, Irving, Wall, etc. I consider those last time game types to be that of point guards of today's game more than I do Steph. Maybe this is all a direct testament for both of us how we haven't seen anything like what Curry is doing, so we're having a hard time classifying him, especially with the game having changed as much as it has. As JL said on Twitter and on the show, it's all good and it's all love. We can still be fam and agree to disagree. And all of us, and I mean all of us, Chris Johnson, Storm, BTG, LJ, Mama G, Kmart, Rude Boy, and myself are stubborn as hell. We have our solid opinions in sports, and name one time where any of us, through concise arguments, has ever been able to change our minds on any stance. Don't worry, I'll wait. In fact, isn't our ABC challenge in effect because we couldn't agree on his status? Two things you will rarely, if ever, get stubborn people to change their stance on: politics and sports. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all good, fellas. JL and I are cool and will always even be while sitting in honey kettles eating the chicken y'all buy. Oh, you didn't think I let an entire email go by without mentioning that, did you? LOL. And we'll just add this to the list of the other 29,000 things we would disagree on. I suggested on Hoopla that with the game being so different now, maybe it's just time to alleviate positions altogether. What say you, fellas? Great show as always. All love. Spirit G, one half of Hoopla to GSPN. Shout out, man. Appreciate the email.
Shout out to you, Spirit. Now, I will agree. I think Steph Curry, because we've never seen a guy who can shoot like him, I consider him kind of an anomaly. I don't think we really know where to classify him as a point guard. Now, with the difference between Steph and Russ, to me, a lot of it is scheme. You see with Russell Westbrook, it's very ball dominated. He basically has a ball in his hands all day, every day. Whereas with Steph's team, there's a lot of ball movement. So Steph's making a pass, and then it's going to one person, and then it's going back to Steph. I mean, yeah, is Steph a shoot first point guard? Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to deny that. Yeah, he is. But the fact that he shoots the way he does, I mean, damn, he broke his fucking own record for what? He made 13 threes?
Yeah.
I mean, we've never seen a shooter like that. I mean, at least I've seen great shooters in my history. I have never seen a guy who can shoot like this and like shoot it from basically half court, like it's a regular jump shot. Like he's an anomaly. Yeah. I don't think we're ever going to see another shooter like him again. So with that being the case, I mean, I think he is a point guard. And he has good handles. You know, he can set guys up, you know, and run the offense and things like that. It's just the offense is dictated for so much ball movement that, you know, it's very different from Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, it is. It's, and like you said, Westbrook, he has a ball in his hand. He is more of an attack guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to go to the rack and kind of create that way versus Steph. You'll see him kind of, quote unquote, run the offense, or at least bring the ball up. But you're going to see him. They're going to run him off screens. He's going to do a lot of catch and shoot, that type of game. So, I mean, it is different because you don't really see that from a quote-unquote point guard.
Yeah.
And yeah, that makes it a little bit different. Yeah, I don't – because it's funny. Even I was thinking about who else would I consider to be even similar to Chris Paul. Only person –
nobody.
Not really.
In today's game?
Yeah,
nobody.
The guy who could rack up assists if he really, like,
John Wall.
Yeah, I was gonna say if he really focused on just being a pass first guy would be John Wall.
But the biggest thing with Chris Paul too is Chris Paul doesn't turn the ball over that much. Like John Wall always got a shitload of turnovers. Chris Paul doesn't turn it over that much.
Yeah,
and he just seems to be Like Spirit said, he is like, to me at least, and I've been saying, he's like the last traditional point guard in the league because he plays like an old school point guard.
Yeah, it's really the fact that you see like a lot of the guys who are the dominant, maybe dominant ball hogs, or the guys who can put up 30-plus points all happen to be 6'5 and under now.
Yeah.
Instead of having like the 6'7", 6'8 guys – or the 7-footers, and they're all small.
And I agree with Spirit that we just need to eliminate positions. Like, just call these niggas shooting bigs now. Forget centers. Like, these niggas are just shooting bigs. Like, I don't even small forward position, that shit is just forward now. I don't even.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just call them by number. Because I'm like, you can't – you're not going to say in this position because just like how you draw it up. Like, you're not saying, well, we ain't going to have – let's not call them offensive guards no more. Like, we're not going to have, like, defensive linemen. You just call them ones. And when you drop the scheme, you're like, the guy who's in the one position, you go here. You know, or like – you know, I would do it like that. Because it really isn't. I mean, I heard the argument like, well, now you got center shooting. But I was like, that's partially because you made three-point what it is. You've opened it up more. You got these guys who are now shooting threes. And the thing is, it's like you got all these little pick and rolls where you – and now the guard kicks it back to the big. And you'd have the big shooting like a 20-footer. and will make it. Now you're like, you know what? Now it's the analytic time. Now you're basically saying, oh, you can make that 20-footer. Why don't you step back a couple more feet?
Well, look, you have fucking Brooke Lopez shooting threes now.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
now, and now, I mean, you saw when they did analytics in Houston, they rather, instead of taking a 20-footer, they rather you take since three is 23 feet, just go back 3 feet and take a three. Because
it's annoying, man.
Right. And it's like that adds more value. So you got guys like the LaMarcus Aldridge or even like Kevin Love. If you have a big who can shoot a 20-footer with ease, who can, like, I can hit that shot, eventually you're going to be like, well, why don't you back up? Because, I mean, this is the game now.
Yeah.
And guys are like, I don't understand why big shooting three. Because I'm like, the big guys who can't shoot, period. If a big man, like, you're not going to see DeAndre Jordan shoot a three because he can't shoot a 15-footer.
Well, the nigga can't shoot free throws. Yeah,
if you can't hit, if your big man, if you can't do the Udonis Haslam, Horace Grant, and hit like the 15-footer consistently, then you ain't getting nowhere near the 3-point line.
Like Andre Drummond.
Yeah, but if you can hit a jumper, then all of a sudden guys are gonna be like, hey, why don't you see how far back you can go? Or you can hit the 15-footer, hit the 18. You can hit the 18, hit the 20. Or you can hit the 20, hit shoot threes now. You know, and the league has started to kind of copy the international game, where now the international, you had your big men learning everything that your guards did.
Yeah.
So you had, I remember when you had Mehmet Okur come out and he was just popping them. Yep. You're like, this thing is 7-footer hitting threes. What the hell? But
yep.
he was a big dude who happened to have a stroke like a small forward or a guard. He can whop him.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, they said even fucking Larry Bird was probably 6'10".
Yeah, he was 6'10".
Yeah, I'm like, he ain't tiny.
Yeah. And Spirit, you forgot one thing. It's James Harden. Drop that D from his name, please.
He gonna steal that every time.
You damn right I am. Until he proves me wrong.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right, then we got one more for the other half of Hoopla. Stizzle. Right.
What up, Storm?
If a bear wipes his behind in the woods with a rabbit, does it still play better defense than James Harden?
Exactly. Thank you. She get it.
JL, my apologies. James Harden will officially be referred to as such. Still no D, but at least he's dropping major dimes this season. He may be forced to put the D back in.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. I was about to say, maybe. Nah. It's an assist.
In result,
keep that A.
Houston will continue to just outscore everybody and lose to teams they can't. Tonight. Being able to shoot as a point guard and being a shooter are two completely different things. Similar to being a shooter and being a scorer, the old positions we grew up with are non-existent. Matter of fact, point forward should just be an actual position. Let's start the petition.
Yep.
Harrison Barnes was just one of way too many overinflated contracts this year. Shout out to the NBA for gassing these dudes unnecessarily, many of which couldn't run with me during a pickup game at 24-Hour Fitness.
Damn.
I'm just saying. There's some real talent in those gyms. Shout out to Kmart for still being upset at Harrison Barnes from 2012. Only sports fans hold those kinds of grudges.
Mm.
Let me get this straight. Mr. Kiki and the Dickie, the man who actually should have more technical fouls than Rasheed Wallace, is complaining about getting punked. The same team with the only player in the NBA who draws more phantom fouls than LBJ. Draymond, pick up your bottle of Hennessy and get back in the closet. Golden State actually gave up a lot of points during their record-breaking run last season, as well as in the finals. It's a pattern. Drop him. Somebody get Adam Silver on the phone. I have a proposition to get Anthony Davis some help. Pick up Spirit G at the point, BTG at the three, and I'll run the two. Because the three of us could at least help them win a game. Shrug shoulders. We can't do any worse.
I'll come off the bench.
Great show as always, fellas. Storm, one half of Hoopla in chicken competition with one whole of the Brothers Layman. GSPN Network, one half of Mama G's kids.
Appreciate that, Storm. Yeah, this damn ABC challenge is going to fucking give me gray hairs.
Oh, man. Yeah, don't be getting Obama on us and getting gray by the end of the season.
No, but I mean, Harrison Barnes, man. I mean, I'll give it to Harrison Barnes. At least he's starting to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah,
unlike LeBron 2.0, a.k.a. Chandler Parsons, who looked like doo-doo in his first game back.
They gave him that money, I guess.
I'm like, dude, I feel bad for Anthony Davis.
I'm like,
he is racking up numbers, and they can't do nothing.
Nah, they can't. They just sitting here. Oh, my God, they are so trash.
Alvin Gentry, I am looking at the watch, dude. You about to be fired in about 15 more hours.
Man, I'm. Yeah,
it is countdown time.
I mean, come on.
It's the final countdown.
I mean, you know what? At this point, they've earned it. So Philly already been there. You know, they've been getting it. But the Pelicans, until it happens.
I just hope we can win a game.
Y'all get it.
Oh, Philly ain't won a game yet.
That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, Philly been, we know. Philly don't have nobody close to an Anthony Davis.
Yeah, true.
And they're away.
Joel Embiid is mighty impressive.
Joel Embiid is solid. I get him that. He's looking really good. You know, I know Philly don't have a number one pick. Because I'm sitting there like, damn, if you had Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, you probably would have snuck out a win at some point.
Yeah. And I do agree with Storm. Something's going on with Golden State and that defense. It is a trend because their defense has been doo-doo.
Yes, and that problem of letting dudes just score all the points. But like we said last week, and you're going to hear everybody bring it up, they have no interior rim protector.
They have no enforcer. Yeah, they have no rim protector. And now dudes are not scared to go to the hole on them.
Nope. I mean, granted, it's like, yeah, you're going to score. But, teams that usually put up hella points are not like, we're going to put up 120 and hold y'all to 80.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, you play too fast.
Yeah.
If you're scoring that much and that quick, then that means you're giving the other team opportunities to score too.
Yeah.
And even if you blow their ass out, it's like you still got – you blowing them out by 30 with, like, the whole fourth quarter left. Like, well, dudes is gone. They not going to care.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they definitely going to need some help. But I got to say right now, Baylor – I know you talked about your Raiders. Hey, man, these Lakers, 4-4, looking all right.
They've been a fun team to watch. I will admit that. They've been very fun to watch. This young group of talent they have collected.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is what I brought up earlier, this addition by subtraction. Getting rid of Kobe was the best thing that could have happened for these young Lakers. Yeah. I mean, now you got these guys who can play. Julius Randle is playing well. Jordan Clarkson is playing well off the bench. D'Angelo Russell has actually been very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Even the young man, Brandon Ingram had a nice game. Larry Nance has shown flashes.
Yeah.
They've got a nice core of players. And I can't believe I'm about to fucking say this, but Jim Buss has actually collected a nice group of talent for this team.
He has. I mean, through these last few drafts when they've been bad, I mean, you had high picks. I mean, you know, Randle was solid. He's looking pretty good. He's starting to show what he can do. People say he's looking like Mr. Kiki and the Dickie, a little something in his game.
Well, not defensively.
No. But, Jordan Clarkson was second round pick or late pick. He's turned out to be a nice sixth man.
Mm-hmm.
You had two back-to-back number two picks.
Yep.
You went with Russell. And, I mean, look, it's funny thing is they even said it a few years ago when they were like, we can't turn the page until Kobe leaves.
Yep.
And they decided to just pay the dude and ride it out because it was Kobe Bryant. And 20 years, look what he's done. We going to milk it. Even last year, he was just like, oh, well, you know what it's about. And we heard from Mitch Kupchak, and we were like, you're not going to develop? We think everybody's like, yo, y'all here, you got these young dudes playing.
Yep.
That's not what it's about. Like, oh, okay, my mistake. You know,
and I'll give credit to D'Angelo Russell. He could have let that little incident with the cell phone with Nick Young and everything eat at him, but he kind of owned it. Mm-hmm. He had that commercial. He made fun of himself. Kind of did what we said he needed to do, which is focus on his game. And he has been doing just that. He's looked very impressive.
And you know what's funny about that? That whole situation. Who's starting next to him in the backcourt?
Nick Young.
Nick Young. And Nick Young, I mean, everybody's like, Nick Young
playing
is,
well.
Is playing on both sides.
Yeah.
Because I was sure they're like, oh, his ass is gone.
Same here. And kudos goes to Luke Walton.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a good job with this team. It seems like he's preaching defense and effort,
yes,
which is what they're playing. I love seeing young guys who are at least giving effort. It's like, yes, their basketball IQ might not necessarily be as high as you would like it to be, and they're still learning the intricacies of the game, but you can see they're playing hard, and that's what you want from a young team. You just want them to play hard.
Yeah, had a nice game, little three-game winning streak. The game against Atlanta was impressive. They caught Golden State. That was a trap game, but
yes.
whatever. They'll beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Beat them pretty bad.
Kick their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then beat Phoenix. And yeah, I like what I'm seeing. I mean, this team is, they're going to be fun to watch. Everybody's back. Fucking Jack Nicholson back. Everybody act like he ain't left. I was like, yeah, I was watching last year. He wasn't nowhere. I'm like, you know.
He
I'm
was
like,
MIA.
He was. So I was like, oh, look. I remember he was here a long time ago. I'm like, yo, I'm sorry. Look, I get it because the team was terrible. And you're like, fuck, I'm not coming. But I'm like, but. This is you the guy, you the big fan. I'm a Laker fan, die hard. Like your seat was empty.
Well, to be fair to him, they were boring as hell to watch last year.
They were. Now, I ain't get them. I mean, shit. I take them seats.
Yeah, right.
Shit. Now, I mean, honestly, if I could have some seats to game, I'd like to be about a few rows back. I don't want to sit. I do not need to be that close.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
get the fuck run over. I don't want to smell their ass. None of that. Give me a few seats behind so I can see. And, you know, in case one of them come charging into the stands, I got a few group of fans to block.
Yep.
But yo, the Lakers looking good, man. I'm hoping good things happen for them.
I am too. I would like to see. Like, I mean, we've said the league is better when the Lakers are good.
Mm-hmm. When they main teams are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about Golden State, but everybody was hype about Durant, Westbrook, part one. You know, this
and
is
Durant
basically.
Durant kicked his ass.
Man, I know this was in Golden State, but he seemed ready. Now, I got to love how And this is one of those always them little fun things about folk talking trash where he was like, I don't really care. And it's just a game. And then he come there where, and I was like, what the hell? Why has he got this little construction jacket on? And then it was like, oh, he official photographer. And I'm like, oh, this is back when Durant was doing it. I guess what, for the Olympics or some shit.
I think so. He was taking pictures.
Yeah. I was like, damn.
Shots fired.
And that fool Durant came out, kind of started a little slow, and then all of a sudden it was like, wop, 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 wop. I'm hitting everything.
It was after Jerian Grant dunked on him and gave him that little look, like, you bitch-ass nigga. And then he kind of was like, oh, okay, all right, I got you. I got your bitch-ass nigga. And he started going nuts, talking shit to the OKC bench, talking to Enes Kanter and stuff.
Yeah,
I was like,
And this team, the team had his back.
Yeah.
Team was like, yo, we want to make sure we play for him. I mean, it's in Golden State. You know, and if we talking about it was a trap game for them, you know, the war, Oklahoma City had just played the night before.
And they beat the Clippers.
That was a good game.
Yeah, that was a good game.
So, I mean, but.
I was annoyed at inside the NBA with Barkley talking about niggas is tired and everything. Shout out to Kenny Smith, who was like, after five games.
Right.
When I hear that shit, thank you. I'm like, tired. Get out of here.
Yeah, like, look, people don't like back to back, but it's not like they don't. You ain't playing back to back to back. Exactly. This ain't like your fourth game in five nights or some shit.
Ain't like your ass didn't get any sleep. That nonsense out of here.
That was fun. I was like, ooh, but yeah, like, ooh. So, but you know, they was pressing a little bit. You could tell Westbrook was trying real hard.
Yeah, I tweeted that out. I was like, you can tell that Westbrook was really pressing to make something happen. And Kevin Durant just like he was playing with ease. He looked like he was just playing in the backyard. Just like, this is practice. He was just like, it was like he was just spotting up, give me the ball, whoop, whoop. And Westbrook was just, he was just trying so hard to make things happen. And his teammates couldn't get anything to go down. It was just, I know he was frustrated.
No, I know he was, but you know, this is one of many. And the next time now, I guess they'll be in, when he go to play in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, you have folk come back. You already had D Rose return to Chicago.
Oh, fuck that game.
Got that win. I mean, your team, it's early, so you had your high moments and then they down a bit.
Yeah, and we lost tonight to Atlanta. I was like, geez, we are not playing defense right now. I don't know what's going on.
No, man, Atlanta's looking nice. They beat Andy Cleveland's an undefeated streak.
Mm-hmm.
And man, Dwight Howard looking like a nice fit over there.
I was about to say, I gotta give it up to Dwight, man. He's doing what he needs to do. He's rebounding.
Yeah.
There were so many times in Houston where it seemed like he wasn't even putting any effort into rebounding the damn ball sometimes. You're just like, dude, you should be cleaning the fucking glass as big as your ass is. And now with Atlanta, he's grabbing like 17, 16 boards a game. And you're like, thank you.
Yeah, I guess he felt like it was almost like he was underappreciated there. Because they was like, here, I get the rebound. Now what? Nothing. We good. Just get the rebound. Don't do nothing else. Y'all going to pat? Nope, we're going to come down here and shoot some threes.
Yeah, give it to James Harden. Get out the way.
Yeah, and that's funny. Now this dude, James Harden. James Harden about to lead the damn league in assists.
That's crazy. I mean, and it's funny because Mike D'Antoni came out and said he was like, he wanted James Harden to, James Harden, to double his assist totals from like 7 to like 14. And I was like, that's a big leap. But he's doing it.
Yeah, today I was like, frustrating to beat my Spurs who struggled three straight at home. But, I mean, today, 24 points, 15 assists, 12 rebounds. I'm like, you trying to be average a triple-double. Okay. I mean, the dude, we make fun of his defense, and rightfully so. He's not that good. But offensively, he's top five.
He's amazing.
I mean, this dude is trying to be like, I'm up there with the rest of them, with the Durant and Curry and Melo and all them, Westbrook. I mean, he balls.
Well, I've never said anything about him offensively. Just always been on him defensively. All I want defensively is effort.
And look, it was crowded. You know, when it came to the All-NBA, I ain't going to front. The way he's playing, I personally think him getting left off them, all three of them, All-NBA teams, he was like, word.
Motivation.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. I'm putting up Michael Jordan-esque numbers, and y'all, I can't even make the third team? Okay. I got y'all. Mm-hmm. I got y'all, right? I got it.
At this rate, he going to be on the first team.
Damn, I'm saying. You're like, y'all going to put me somewhere.
He will be first team All NBA for sure.
Shit, I'm like, man, because I'm really like, yo, if he and Westbrook put these numbers up, I was like, y'all gonna bump Mr. As Baylor can light skin butter cookie to second team.
Yep,
and we know NBA don't want that. But I mean, I'm like, wow. I mean, I'm like, you're putting up like damn John Stockton assist numbers.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'll give him that. I mean, that he, you know, they made the team. They built it around him. He seems to be taking more of a leadership approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the team is buying in. So I'll give him that. He's doing the damn thing.
Yep.
And I was looking at the score, man. Yo, DeMar DeRozan is killing it.
He's putting up like 30 a game.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Or something like something stupid like that.
Yeah, he's averaging 34 points a game.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, like,
that is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sitting here and you got Westbrook at 2 with 31. Anthony Davis averaging 30. James Harden, 30. The D. Lillard, 30. Like, shit.
Damn.
Yeah, James Harden averaging, right, I guess, as of today, 13 assists per game.
That's crazy.
And LeBron second with 9.9. Damn.
That's a big gap. Jesus. All right now.
Nah, it is. I know other teams, you know, I know it's early. But just looking at this, Charlotte is very impressive right now, 6-1.
Yes. Shout out to Mama G who picked them to win the division. I'm like, you might be right.
I heard, like, what? I'm like, I don't know if Charlotte would be good, but I'm like, they clicking right now.
Yeah, they are. 3-0. They're playing well. They've really done a good job developing their team.
Mm-hmm. I got to say that. Other side, I think they, let me see this final score. I know they blew them the fuck out. The Clippers, they 7-1 sitting atop the West.
Well, they beat the brakes off of Detroit.
Yeah, they beat the brakes off of fucking Portland tonight.
Oh, did they?
111-80.
Oh,
dude,
damn.
At some point in the third quarter, it was like 80-31.
Are you serious?
It was 80-39. I was like, wait a minute. It's the third quarter. It was like third quarter, 8 minutes to go, and it was up by like 40. I'm like, what? Because I was like, okay, all right, the Spurs game is over. Let me turn on this Portland game and see what's up. Yeah, I'm not. I'm good. I was like, y'all up by, no, I'm not watching this.
Well, I mean, the Clippers have this kind of firepower, and they have in the past. It's just when they get closer to the playoffs, they start dwindling. You're like, ugh.
Yeah, right now, it's their bench and their defensive effort has just been there right now. I mean, you know, I know it's early, but look at their opponent's point per game is at 88.3.
Oof. Very good.
Yeah, the point differential was almost 17. So, damn. I mean, right now, they seem locked in. You know, they added Raymond Felton. I know Mo Spates. I mean, really show up their defense, give it like a real second unit so it's not just Crawford and some guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, maybe, and then I guess DeAndre Jordan, he's, you know, playing his defense well. So, right now, I mean, yeah, it's early, but Clippers trying to, they serious.
Yeah.
We'll see how long it lasts.
All right.
And I'm just quickly these bottom feeders. You know, I ain't even look. Storm, I know your team's struggling right now. They are. But look, these Wizards, 2-5.
Mm.
And, John Wall, the real Matt, what's up? Because he got fined, I think, what, $25,000 for bumping the ref.
That bump was bullshit, though.
But supposedly
I saw the replay. The bump was bullshit.
But according to the ref, he was like, I didn't kick him out for the bump. I kicked his ass out for what he said afterwards. Or I guess he talked some shit.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, he's, you know, all Westbrook like, well, all I said was, you know, what did he say? Something like, I ain't bump you or some shit like that. And I guess I was like, yeah, that's not what y'all be saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nah, I don't think. And they're talking about this is like an OG ref. So I'm like,
it was a black referee. I forget his name.
Yeah, who's supposedly one of the best ones. I was like, nah, you probably.
Said, like, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, or something like that. And like, you get out the way. Oh, I'm getting, well, here, you can get out the way right now. Later. And then today he fouled.
He got a flagrant, too.
Yeah. Let me see. Who did they play? Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart, yeah.
Yeah, and they were just like, it was one of them frustration, and he just kind of hit him around the head and then just threw him down. And you're like, bruh, like, I know y'all struggling, but dude, you the man.
His temper has been somewhat of an issue since he's been in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He has times and moments where he just can't handle his frustration. He can't hone his frustrations in and use it to his advantage on the court. He just loses it and takes it out and just falls apart.
Yeah, you better get it together. I mean, you had that moment. Y'all looked like y'all was turning the corner, and now you done fell the hell out again. Mm-hmm. I mean, your team, they spent a gang of money on that backcourt. So y'all better come with something. 2-5 is not going to work.
Yeah, when you got less wins than the Nets, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's bad. And, of course, Pelicans are 1-8, the Mavericks 2-6. Minnesota, I know Minnesota, I didn't expect all that from them. You know, they've shown some flashes. I know they ball and beat Orlando today, but.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Teddy.
Yeah, 2-5, come on. Folks. Like people said, they haven't figured out as a young team how to close yet.
Yep.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of shown some flashes, but not really.
And then Spirit, just for you, for the ABC challenge, let me read off his stats for the night. And I'm done. I'm like, God damn it.
He didn't put up none of that?
Didn't play.
Oh, shit. He did. I thought I saw him playing.
Oh, did he play?
Let me see.
If he did, it was late in the game. Because I checked after, like, third quarter, and I didn't see nothing.
Oh, you know I'm about to. You know he going to get the full. He going to get the full tilt. Because I know we did 4 games with him last time. Wednesday the 2nd versus Detroit. Nothing. And then basically DMP. Friday versus Charlotte. 4 minutes.
Oh, my God.
0-1 from the field. Missed. Basically, he took a 3-pointer and missed. Got a steal. That's it.
Yeah.
Tuesday versus Minnesota. DMP didn't do nothing. And then, yeah, today versus the Knicks. 4 minutes, 2 or 3 field goals. 1 or 3 from 3. 5 points, 2 rebounds.
Hey, Jesus Christ.
Yes, a Spirit. Yes, missing. Yeah, if we had added his minutes in there, yeah, we wouldn't do shit. Oh. I'd have been like, we definitely losing. That category ain't going to do nothing.
I need a injury for real.
So right now he is averaging 8 points. What do you remember?
Really? 8 points?
Yeah. 1 okay. Rebound. Mm. 1 assist. No blocks. He didn't even sniff the block.
Jesus.
Ain't no merch. I'm going to read this shit every damn time. I need a jingle. With this shit.
I hate to wish injury on somebody, but I need one of y'all fucking fours to get hurt so he can get some time.
Yeah, I was the same thing. Like, he's going to need an injury or something.
Or 2.
To get some run.
Jesus.
Yeah, I got to figure out a jingle for that, nigga. Because I saw Spear has some shit. Man. The Anthony Bennett Challenge. Yep. And then I get to play a soundboard. This is my soundboard for that fool every time. After that.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Dude. That's just, hey, what it is, man. It's all fun, and I'm going to keep it going. I don't care. And if I got to cough up some money for some of them honey kettle, then damn it, then I'm going down having a good ass time doing it.
If that, I know the owner. I'm going to be like, yo, can I get it for the free 99? I'm going to be like, Marcus, tell your pops to hook it up, dude.
Hey, man. you want to know what it's like. I'm like, all right.
Oh, that's funny.
We're going through it all.
Yep. It's going to come. Watch it come down to the last game of the season.
Yeah, I'm like, I just need him to have one game where that nigga goes for 20 and 15. All right. Average it out. Like the last 5 games, they just play that for 37 minutes. I'm like, even it out.
That is funny.
Make up for it.
Oh, that's funny.
Let me mention these dudes, because Baylor did have something he said about them. So let me play that real quick, because I know we are going.
Brothers and brothers, you goddamn right. I don't watch baseball at all. I can't stand baseball, but you know what? If I'm going to watch a goddamn baseball game, if I'm going to watch any type of baseball game and be interested, it got to be World Series Game 7. And you know what? I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to keep it one thou wild with you. I did not watch one lick of the game because I was at work, but it did go into extra innings. I got alerts. I'm passing by bars. Like, nigga, it is lit. And that's and I'm telling everybody in the world, I've never liked baseball like I've loved basketball and football. I've liked playing baseball. You know what I'm saying? Just pick up, you know, go find a random stick and a goddamn tennis ball and go get you a couple of cats and y'all play baseball like that. I've been to a couple of Dodger games or whatever. They're actually more fun in person than watching on TV. I can't tell you when the last time I've sat at home and said, let me turn to a baseball game and actually watched it. The last time I actually watched a baseball game and not all the way through was when the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox was like in heavy beef, and I'm not even sure what year that was, but them niggas was like beefing like crazy, and that first game between the two I had to watch because everybody else was watching and it was hype. But other than that, this game that I didn't see was probably the best baseball game ever played in my eyes. Now I'm gonna tell you what, I'm happy for the Cubs. I got family in Chicago. I got a lot of family in Chicago, and they're Cubs fans. And I don't like baseball, but I knew I didn't want the goddamn Indians win because they're in Cleveland. And goddamn it, all that shit Bron been talking about, the goddamn Golden State Warriors blowing a 3-1 lead, all that shit came back to bite them. And I'm happy. You want to know why? Because I don't hate LeBron, but I don't like LeBron. And that's what they get. And I hope they suffer for like another 90 decades. God damn it. And I don't even like baseball. But if I did, I'm going to like two teams. Like two teams, Teddy D.
Oh, man. Shout out, Baylor.
He just can't help himself. yeah, shout out to you, Baylor.
He couldn't help himself.
I feel it, man. Like, I'm not the biggest baseball fan. Well, I mean, I'm a White Sox fan, but it's hard to just sit at home and watch a baseball game just because the game is so fucking slow. Man, but going to the games is fun.
Yeah, going to the games are fun. But, yeah. Man, like, this game,
we were like, that shit's got to come down to ninth inning.
Fools who pay money, like if you paid serious money for this ticket, if you're a real baseball head, your money's worth. Because Cubs was up at one point, what? Looking like
6-3?
They were up 3-1 after the 4, and they were up 6-3 after 6. And the funny thing is, I didn't turn it on until like the 8th inning. I was like, oh shit,
same here.
The game is on. And I turned it on.
Same here.
And I think everything just happened. They were like, Cubs fans are in shock. What the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I saw when Rodgy Davis smacked a home run to tie it up and was like, shit.
And I was like, y'all gonna lose like this? But
then you had the rain delay.
Yeah, you're like, what in the hell?
Which was like, oh man, this is just making the game even more exciting.
But it came down to it. I know the manager was like, fucking, I'm riding Chapman. He was like, I don't care. I'm just going with three dudes. And I'm riding.
I didn't like Joe Maddon doing that. I'm sitting here like, dude, it's the last game of the season. Bring in Arrieta. Bring in John Lackey. Bring in somebody. Bring in one of your starters, dude.
He did, but he was just like, it felt like he knew who he was going to before the game. He was like, I'm starting this dude, and I'm bringing this dude, and I'm bringing in this dude, and that's it. Mm. And if they got to go, they got to go. And, I mean, look, down 3-1, all of that, 106 years. Look, I mean, you deserve this.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? 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 I have exorcised the demon.
The demon.
This house is clear.
Yeah.
Nigga, then you exorcised a serious demon.
Oh, man, the curse is broken. Curse is over. And shout out to the 5 million Cubs fans who came to their parade. 5 million.
Damn, I didn't even know it was that many.
I was like, shit, nobody went to work.
Nah, they didn't.
Or school.
They did not.
Or did, anything. Everybody was like, nigga, I'm going to the parade. You going to the parade? You going to work tomorrow? Nope. Companies had to shut down that day.
Yeah, and it, you know, they're all different. Like, I know, like, when the Cavs won, I mean, there's differences. Like, the Cavs won, I mean, like, that whole city hadn't won since the Browns didn't, like, what, 60 or 40 or whatever. Like, they hadn't sniffed a championship from any of their teams.
Yep.
At least for the Chicago, you're like, all right, the Bulls won. I'm sure the Blackhawks won. The White Sox won.
Yep.
So you were at least like, okay, the city of Chicago has experienced championships. But for that franchise to go 100-some years, and I mean, look, especially if you got it, like, all these teams have won since the 90s, but this one team ain't won since, like, the fucking turn of the decade.
It's like 1908.
Yeah, it was like 08 or 06. You're like, damn. Like, you've been here longer than every other damn franchise here, and they won. And you haven't. So, I mean, to get that
we
off,
ain't won since it was only white folks playing.
I'm saying, like, that 19 shit. Like, y'all, last time you won, like, then the last time you won, fucking the Black Greeks, the Alphas weren't even around yet. Like, damn. Okay, I'm like, but yeah, shout out to them, man.
Shout out to them. Shout out to those fans. And thank you, Cubs, for beating Cleveland, because they're in our division. I did not want their asses winning the World Series.
Yeah, you said. And you know, like, and this is why you feel like you can't. This is what happens to all of us sports fans when you feel good about something and you talk shit.
Yep.
And you get to that, I'm going to rub shit in. Like, after not only did I win, but I'm going to just rub it in your face. And, you know, and it's like, oh, we know, but technically it's like, yeah, but that's not his team. And I bet you. And that's what happened. He's pulling for the Indians. What happened? Y'all lost? That's not my team.
Like, nigga, you a Yankees fan.
I'm a Yankees fan. Like, oh, yeah, because that's what fans do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling for the Indians. This is my hometown squad.
And oh, nigga, they choked.
Oh, that's not my team, though. I'm a Yankees fan, dog. Like, oh, okay. Gotcha.
And wouldn't it just be like baseball for those two teams to suck next year?
Man. And Cubs fan, they're like, you don't know what you're going to do. If you've always been like, man, we trash. We don't know. All we know is losing. Now what?
But with baseball, it always, you never know.
Nope.
You could turn out and be sorry again next year. But you got that ring, though.
Yep. Can't take that away.
Nope.
Them dudes are stars forever.
Oh, they are. They all of them are loved in Chicago right now.
Man, you know, quickly, I know we running through this shit. NC2A, thank you. Look, I know it's early, and I know y'all put all these fucking ranks together for people to just argue about.
Yep.
I get it. That's why there's, in both of these college sports, it's always, well, it's the pre's rank. Y'all ain't got no, like, we can't just go off record. Texas A&M choked.
That's what your punk ass is getting. Should have never been ahead of Washington. Should have never been ahead of Washington anyway.
Yep, they fell. You know, somebody in Washington bumped them. They moved to 4.
Whoop, no, after whoop, they nigga.
Put that 66-27 whooping on Cal. Let's see, what other big ones? Ohio State, number 6, beat the brakes off of number 10, Nebraska, 62-3.
Hey, prayers go out to Tommy Armstrong, who I guess took a huge shot and had to be carted off the field. I mean, it got to the point the opposing team's fans of Ohio State were like, we're chanting his name.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a sight to see. It was like, damn, man. You know, so prayers out to him. I hope he's all right.
Yeah,
I think he's good, but I hope he's okay.
You might have to watch that, see what happened with that. Number 11, Florida lost to Arkansas 31-10. Number 17, Baylor lost to TCU 62-22. Jesus. So, of course, the top three is still there. They won Alabama, Clemson, Michigan. Washington's fourth. I know they play SC this weekend.
Ooh.
Number 20, USC.
Oh, they ranked again. Okay.
Yeah. You better come on, Washington. Don't fuck it up because you will not get let back in. Alabama lose, they still going to be in the mix.
Alabama lose, they'll be number two.
If Ohio State beats Michigan, they leapfrogging you. So yep. One of them two is going to still be in third, just depending on who it is. Because mm-hmm. if Washington goes undefeated, Ohio State one loss, and they beat number three Michigan, they leapfrogging Washington because that's just how yep. it works. Because everybody was up watching that game and not Washington.
Yep.
Oh, and then I know LJ was, he happy about them Raiders. But, I mean, damn, Lamar Jackson again. Like, dude, just give it to him. Stop fucking around.
Yeah, I think they said he's already the first Louisville quarterback to run for 1,000 yards. I think he's. I'm not sure, LJ, you're going to have to clarify for me. I think he's passed for over 3,000.
I mean,
he got that 3,000, 1,000 season.
At this game where they beat Boston College, this fool, 231 yards, four touchdowns passing, 185 yards, three touchdowns rushing.
That's ridiculous.
Did he catch any touchdowns? Shit.
Right? Like, damn, he's a hell of an athlete, dude.
Oh, and I just seen, I just came up and they showed Lamar Jackson, he ran for this 40-yard touchdown. I'm like, Jesus. You are tuned in to the Black Is Network. Culture, sports, music, and a whole lot more. Check us out on blackisonline.com. So that's nuts, man. It's a lot going on, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Now we had to fit in. So here we go. 5 minutes with Grandpa. What you got to say?
All right. Two depressing topics.
Oof.
First, I hate to do this. This stings so much. I gotta tip my cap to the Raiders, man. I mean, 7-2. You got the young quarterback, Derek Carr, who it looked like from all reports, he about to get that Andrew Luck money.
Mm.
They trying to lock him up very soon before his value goes up even more.
Mm-hmm.
Got the stud Khalil Mack. I mean, I got to give it to the Raiders, man. If they haven't, what did I read that they haven't been 7-2 in 13 years or something like that? It's been a long time since the Raiders have really been this good. So, but I am happy for the Raiders. I truly am. You know, the division is better when the Raiders are competitive. I mean, as you can see, we now got the best division in football. I mean, it just makes for good competition, man. You know, I do appreciate the Raiders fans because they are loyal. They always in there in the black hole wearing them ugly ass costumes. But in all honesty, man, I do appreciate the Raider fan base. You know, they talk a lot of shit, even when they losing. I mean, that's how you know they dedicated fans right there. But I truly do love when the Raiders are competitive. I think they're doing some big things. They're doing some good things. And like I said, man, give it one more year, and I think the Raiders will be legit Super Bowl contenders. So it stings and hurts for me to say that as a Broncos fan, but I got to tip my cap to them. And then the other topic, I'm going to get a little bit more serious. I mean, I ain't even going to front. I was very, I don't want to say depressed, but I was just kind of down today, just with the whole Donald Trump being voted in as the next president of the United States, I'm not one of those people who are going to be like, you know, he ain't my president or nothing like that. I'm not going to go there and say that. I mean, I do think he is a bigoted, racist, sexist idiot. But what he has brought so far is he's had people show their true colors to everybody. All the people who, you know, are bigots and are racist out there are basically showing their faces now. They're not hidden in the closet anymore. They're coming out full force. And I know a lot of people who unfriended and blocked and just disassociated themselves with a lot of people after that election yesterday. And I am praying to God that with all the ignorant shit he has said, that something positive comes out of this presidency. I mean, it's going to be rough. And as, you know, somebody who is about to be a father and bring a young black male into this world, you know, I'm concerned already about my nephew enough. But now I'm going to have to worry about my own son and, you know, worry about my niece and, you know, what they may have to go through. And, you know, Chris having to explain to his son that. Unfortunately, there are people in the world who will not like you just based off the color of your skin. But it's a reality that they're eventually going to have to realize and know. Sad to say. But one thing I have noticed, you know, especially with these anti-Trump protests out there, all of you guys out there, by the way, be safe if you are in those protests, is that it seems like him being voted in has brought a lot of people together and united different races, genders, ethnicities, you know, sexual orientations, all together to stand as one and say, you know what, this isn't right. You know, we shouldn't have somebody like that leading our nation. And again, I hope something positive comes out of this. And so far, I've seen a lot of people who were down, but have all agreed that, you know, we've got to move forward, you know, in spite of him and do what we need to do as a country to move forward and make things good for ourselves. So that's all I got.
Nah, man, I feel you. My son was upset. He was like, so who ended up winning? I was like, no, I'm sorry. He was like, I was like, yeah, I'm not letting it get me down. We gonna keep pushing.
Yeah. And as our mom said, I talked to her today and she was just like, you know, just wasn't meant to be.
Nope.
I was like, yeah, I can't really say much else about it, but you know, it wasn't meant to be. So,
yeah.
But that's it.
I mean, yeah, trust. I was watching the whole thing, not all of it, but I went to bed at some point. We were just like, oh, okay, this is not looking like it's going to turn out the way we want. Okay, we'll see what happens. And you're like, I didn't watch the speeches, but you know how, you know, most people who were hoping he didn't win, you find out he won.
Man, this is some bullshit.
But you roll with it like, all right.
Yeah. Ain't nothing else I can do. It's not like I can kick the nigga out of office. So
nope, just hope he can figure. He talking about unity. Like, all right, well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see for real.
Yeah, but a leopard changes stripes. But all right, well, exactly. I don't believe it.
Exactly.
But we'll see. All right, let's get to these. Get to some of these. Let's start off. You know these awards. So let's start off with our Noice Awards.
Noice.
All right, I got a couple. Okay. First one, I would shout out to the Cubs fans once again, but specifically I put the AARP Cubs fans. It's just those fans who you have been like die hard. Like I'm talking fans who were like 60 plus. You've been rolling with this team since you was like 10 and just been long suffering. You know, your daddy been one. He never got to see any of this. I know there was one fan who I read somewhere, I think that he was like 80-something, and then he died the next day after they won. It was just, you know, people who you've been, when you've been a fan for a team and just rolling with, you know, at any point you could just be like, you know what? I'm not a fan anymore. I can't take it.
Yeah.
Cause it is at the end of the day, it's just a sports team.
Yeah.
This ain't your, you know, this is not your, I mean, people treat it like it's family, but this ain't your blood. You know, like if you don't pull for cuz, it's like, oh, well, you going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like that. But those who rolled out that long, you know, shout out to y'all, man. I hope
shout
you,
out.
I hope you really enjoy this. You know, take it in.
Shout out to Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray was getting all love and attention. I mean, you know, he represents what a lot of those fans who were just, man, it just means a lot. Like, he just, I can't explain it. I'm emotional. Like, I get it.
Trust. Yeah, I mean, he was in the dugout after the game getting mm-hmm. sprayed with champagne and celebrating with the team and stuff. It was mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, man, for real. My other Norris Award, I'm giving out to Andrew Bogut, calling out all this fakeness in the NBA. You know, he didn't play Golden State tonight. I mean, he wasn't there. He was hurt. But I guess he took a comment, these anonymous comments talking about his durability. Call him shallow. He said, but that's how it is. In an interview with USA Today, I don't buy into the sources thing. I don't buy into all that shit. And he said, but I'm just reading what I think because the league is so two-faced and everybody is so fake. The same people who made those comments will see me tomorrow and shake my hand and ask me how my family is. And he spent 4 years with the team. The league is full of people who are full of shit and shallow. And that's what you figure out in pro sports. It's very hard to meet a genuine person who you can call your friend in this league. That's just the reality, and I understand that. He said he wasn't concerned with the talk, questioning his stamina. Oh, who cares? I don't care. And he clarified it before the game. The quotes were directly related to, in general, anonymous sources in the league, not so much to do with whether it was the Warriors or whoever, just over the course of 12 years. Said sources shouldn't bother if you're not going to put your face – to put your name to a quote. I'm like,
shout out to you, brother. Sources said, I've been saying that shit so many times. Yeah, put your name behind it.
And he said he wasn't mad. He's like, yo, I've been in the league. It's business. He's like, there's no doubt it's disappointing to leave one of the best teams record-wise these last 2 years. Leave a team like that, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It was bitter in a way. I wasn't mad at anybody about it. I understood it completely. I'm not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you battle. I get it. And look, he's been traded a few times.
Yeah.
So he gets it. It's just, you know, you don't want to leave like that. But you understand he got his ring. But yeah, all these anonymous, you know, well, they traded you because you was, like, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck y'all.
Who said it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sources said.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, you talking about these sources said. Let me play it. Let me pull this out.
That's right.
All right. So that's all I got.
All right, for my first Norris Award is going to go to Phoenix guard Devin Booker, who last Friday after the win in New Orleans scored 38 points. And he became, and I think he also that Sunday scored 39 against the Lakers and became the youngest player ever in NBA history to record back-to-back games with at least 38 points.
Damn.
The kid is 20 years old. He, like, just turned 20 years old. Yeah. I'm like, damn, he is a stud. So, shout out to your Kentucky fans, because y'all made a good one.
Mm-hmm. You won ours.
Mm-hmm. And then this one, I just thought was crazy, but it's not sports related. It is a response that T.I. had to Lil Wayne about his comments about the Black Lives Matter and now all that shit. And T.I. On his Instagram page posted, this is my son and daughter showing me this for the first time and asking me what you mean, talking about Lil Wayne's speech on the whole Black Lives thing. He says, I'm at a complete loss of words here. Wayne, I've known you for over a decade. Our daughters grew up together practically. Regina spent countless hours at my house with Nick, I guess that's his name, Nick, when you were in prison, and you extended my daughter the same courtesy when I was in the same position. Our relationship outside of music is what makes me sensitive to your disposition. I know you wired a bit different than other most responsible adults, but nigga, you tripping. I don't know what you're going through or what you are attempting to avoid, but this shit is absolutely unacceptable. You're disrespecting yourself, bringing shame on your family name, and tarnishing your legacy. You have children, including mine prior to now, that have looked up to you. You have sons and a daughter that depend upon your leadership. Bro, if you don't stand up for something out here, all the money, jewelry, cars, mansions, bandanas, and hit records don't mean shit. Our people are being oppressed. We are being hunted, captured, and slaughtered out here daily. You have to get out of that bubble you've been living in and get out here and educate yourself on what's going on around us. I'm always here to share whatever knowledge or understanding I may have to assist your growth and development, but you must stop this buffoonery and cooning you doing out here. You looking like somebody who has something to gain or lose by pretending like it's not as bad as Black Lives Matter is making it seem, and you're not aware of an issue that needs to be addressed. That's what would be considered Uncle Tom shit. I know you're better than this. I've been proud to call myself a fan and a friend of Lil Wayne, but if that must end in order to stand up for those who can't do it for themselves, so be it. If you're not prepared for a question in an interview, say no comment, bro. But stop embarrassing yourself and everyone out here who's been supporting you. There's no middle ground. There's no middle ground. Oppression knows no neutral party. Either you're part of the oppressed or you are with the oppressor. There's no such thing as oppression not affecting you. It's us or else out of here. And that's what T.I. wrote. And I was like, nigga, that's real. I'm sorry. You know, I know Lil Wayne has his own beliefs and all this other stuff, and I caught some of the clip that he was talking about, but I gotta give it to T.I., man. T.I. has really been on his, like, pro-black shit.
Yeah, no, he dropped that little EP recently and really been trying to say some things, and, you know, we hope it continues.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, I watched that little six-minute clip, and I was like, this nigga on some shit.
He it was
sounded
was,
really
was on,
like he
on
sounded like somebody who was he looked like he was totally wasted for one. Mm. And then he's kind of like, why are you asking me? And basically, I got money. And if it ain't about money and making me rich, I don't care. Mm. I ain't about that. And then I'm like, well, then stop. Then everything you need to talk about basically needs to come from a don't talk about you busting guns because you ain't you rich.
Mm.
So you shooting people? Why? That if you rich, then other people shoot people for you. Like, don't be like, well, I'm from the streets, but you know, are you? I don't know, but yeah, I was really shocked when he just acted like naive to it.
But I appreciated T.I. coming out and basically saying, "Nigga, if I got to stop being your friend, then that's what I got to do."
Yeah, like, look, you need some serious help.
Yeah,
like
you need
some
guidance.
You can't go around saying this kind of crap.
Like
acting
like
don't
it
care.
Don't affect you.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, dude, you're a black male out here, dude.
Well, it's like
this
you don't
affects you.
You don't know anybody? Like, everybody that you knew in your life is basically everybody in the same situation you are. You don't know one person.
Mm.
Everybody in your life is living great. And don't have no issues, no problems whatsoever. You don't know nothing.
Yeah, it's
because you got white fans. That means everything is cool.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm. But that's all I got.
Okay. I mean, yeah, this dude. Let's get to these. He could have got one of them himself for that damn interview.
Yep.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck?
I know that's what T.I. said. He saw that. All right, what you got?
All right, so as I mentioned earlier in the show, I had one for the University of Kentucky men's basketball team. And like I said, it was kind of in a good way, but it was kind of fucked up. So they had an exhibition game against, I'm sure LJ and all the folks in Kentucky know of this school. They played an exhibition game against Asbury. University that says a small school in Kentucky. They might as well have been called Asbury because that's what they played like. They obliterated them 156-63.
Jesus.
They had an 88-point mark. They scored 88 points at halftime. At halftime, it was 88 to 25.
Come on.
And then at one point in the second half, with about 7 minutes left, they were up 139 to 38.
Damn.
Like, nigga, you guys were beating these dudes by over 100 points. Like, there should be a mercy rule for that. That's not even fair. That's not even fair. And then okay. Now, this is how lopsided this game was. Kentucky had 7 players in double figures. They had 2 players with at least 20 points. Osbury had 1 who scored 14 points.
Damn.
It was absolutely pathetic. That was like, dude, what is that, a warm-up game? That's ridiculous. This is what I mean. These schools playing these weak-ass schools to just destroy them. That's not fair. That's not fun. But I guess it was fun for Kentucky because they beat the shit out of them.
Yeah. Clearly they was having fun. Feeling good about their squad.
Oh, man. And then my last one. Well, actually, I got one more after this, but my next one is going to Browns linebacker Christian Kirksey, who I think just jinxed the Cleveland Browns. He said, and I quote, we are not going 0-16. He said, that's for a fact. We're not doing that. Things are going to get on a roll, and we just got to keep fighting. He added, that's motivation. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but we're not going winless. We're not. Sir, you are not supposed to say that. You just jinxed your team. I think it was 8 years ago that the Lions went 0-16, and the way things are going, it looks like y'all might finish 0-16 because they have up game. Their schedule is not easy. They play the Ravens on tomorrow, then they got the Steelers, then the Giants, then the Bengals, then the Bills, then the Chargers. And then they ended with Pittsburgh again. So I can see them going 0-16.
Yeah, there are no cupcakes.
And not one of them teams is trying to lose to the Cleveland Browns and get them their first win.
No, I think you're playing, and every team is at least trying to make the playoffs. Maybe except for the Bills and the Chargers, but even them, they're competitive.
Yep. So you shouldn't have said anything. And then my last but not least. What the fuck? Can y'all please stop with the mannequin fucking challenge? I am so sick and tired of seeing that. To me, that is the stupidest fucking thing. I'm like, so you just stand still. Like, that it's just dumb to me. Like it's like the movie Mannequin. Like, the shit is stupid. Like, these challenges people come up with are so ridiculous. Like, they had the Little Kim challenge. Like, what the fuck is that? Then they had the cinnamon challenge. I'm like, dude.
Oh, well, fool's eating cinnamon or some shit? Cinnamon?
Eat raw cinnamon to see how long you can hold it in your mouth for. It's like, what's the purpose of this shit?
I'm bored.
God, and that basically. It's like, I'm bored. I need something to figure out to do.
This is that new old, I dare you.
For
except
real.
Now it's like across everywhere where it ain't just your friend calling you out.
Jesus, fucking that mannequin challenge is annoying. I saw one today that people were just like, oh, they won. It was basically like, it was cops, like, almost shooting niggas, basically.
Oh.
Which was like, oh my God, really, we doing this? It was a bunch of black folks, and then they had cops and everything there with them. So, I mean, I guess the cops were in it with them. But it still was like, really? I saw one that was like a drive-by shooting. It was just like, oh, just stop with this fucking mannequin challenge. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton had to do one, right?
Of course she did.
Motherfuckers.
That's part of the reason why she probably lost.
Zach, I'm like, can y'all please stop with these challenges? They're stupid. That's all I got.
I mean, people like having fun with certain stuff. I saw it and I was like, oh, okay, let's see how long you can freeze. But I can see that being annoying. All right, I got a few. I'm going to try to make these quick. First one is going to Steelers kicker Chris Boswell for whiffing the onside kick. Now, I've seen guys do this kick where they, it's supposed to be like a trick. So you kind of fool the other team where you kick, but you kind of flip your foot behind and kick it that way. I've seen it being done sometimes successfully. Sometimes the other team gets it. I've never seen a guy try it and completely miss. You know, I was like, ooh, and it was that. We're just down, what, 7 points?
Yep.
I mean, it's 48 seconds. I mean, he could have done it. And I mean, even if he hit it, wasn't guaranteed they were getting it back. But it was like, ooh. Like he kicked it, and it just, it barely moved.
It moved like a centimeter. And it was like, oh, deck, really? Shit.
Yeah, that was fun. I was like, he going to get blamed. Even though it's not his fault, but that was funny. My next two are not sports related. I didn't get all the hate for Beyonce going to the Country Music Awards. Mm. I mean, on one hand, I can understand if you're just a fan of the genre and you're like, she ain't a part of this genre. Why is she here?
Mm-hmm.
I get that because fools to her all Beyonce from the Beehive and mad. If it was something like that, you know, it's Justin Bieber performing at the Hip Hop Awards. You'd be like, "What? Why? For yep. what? Why is he here?"
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, what she performed with the Dixie Chicks has probably got some people even more mad. And then the CMAs was not really trying to broadcast it at first. So, and it's like, okay, I was kind of wondering why she's participating, but she's the biggest name in, I guess, singing right now. I'm saying mm-hmm. music, so I mean, Country Music Awards. Clearly, y'all trying to get some fans.
Well, I guess the song she sang—I don't know the name of the song. I forget the name of the song, but I guess it was like a country type song. Man. So
Beyonce got that pull right now.
Yep,
you just got a deal. And my last one is going out to Colin Kaepernick. He says he said he didn't vote. Now this is. He didn't go on the specifics, and this is not really about him voting for the president. I heard, you know, I didn't get to watch it. I'm not trying to watch that again, but Jonda told me about it with Stephen A. Smith going completely off on him.
Oh, he went like ballistic. And, I mean, if y'all ain't seen it, please check it out because he went nuts.
Yeah, and I mentioned this on the episode of The Break. You know, if you choose like you don't want to vote for the president, I understand that. State of California, I mean, look, it's honestly actually like you didn't vote in Texas. You know where the state of California is going to go. I mean, it would be like a miracle if for the presidency, the state of California turned red.
Mm-hmm.
People be like, what? How the fuck did that happen?
Like Texas turning blue.
Yes. So it wasn't like, oh, well, if he had voted, like, dude, it was going to be that way. But I don't believe in not going to vote and voting for everything else. There's voting for senators. That's important.
Propositions.
There's propositions on there. You had the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
You had tobacco.
Legalization of marijuana.
Yeah, legalization of marijuana. You had... I mean, even similar, you had condoms for porn stars.
Yep.
You know, stuff for schools, roads.
There was some environmental stuff on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, all that. I mean, all that is going to affect you more than what the president does. You know, like, the death penalty is real. Do you mm-hmm. agree with the death penalty or not? Do you want it? It's different from state to state. Yep. You know, the stop and frisk. Stop and frisk is not a federal law.
Mm-hmm.
It was a state law. Three strikes rule. That's not a federal law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the other one I got that we put some long ago? Affirmative action.
Yep.
Why would affirmative action go on in California? Because motherfuckers voted it to go away.
Yep.
Same-sex marriage. All of that is local, city, and state stuff, which is going to affect you more.
Mm-hmm.
All these gun laws that people complain about that you're like, well, how come Obama can't do nothing? Because they're state laws.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to go, dude, you go to poll. All you have to do is like turn a page, first page president. No, I don't want it to.
And then just
flip
the page.
And then keep going. And his whole thing, like, well, it's not going to matter because, you know, all the, you know, it's the system is still in place for either one of them to, you know, continue to make keep black people where they are. I get that. I get why black people do not want to vote for president because they feel like it don't matter. I totally understand that. But to me, clarify you telling people not to vote. Same thing with Nick Cannon. Same thing with Tlaib. All these people who are like, I don't want to vote. I don't vote. Tell somebody I don't vote for president because it don't mean shit. But to say I don't vote, period, is bullshit to me. You fucking up. I ain't even pulling the whole, you know, our ancestors died for this shit. I ain't even got to go there. If I put on the ballot a proposition that means I'm going to lock every black person up because I feel like it. What you going to do? I don't vote. Oh, okay, well, I guess you cool with it then. Then what happened? Well, it passed. Well, what happened? Because your fucking punk ass ain't vote.
Ooh, that's real.
Well, you know, yes, I don't. So what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen. Now for the next 4 years, nobody's going to say shit about voting, but you still got stuff that's going to come up. Who the fuck you want your mayor to be or your governor or your congressman? Any of that.
There's a reason you guys get ballots like throughout the 4 year presidency term.
If you want to make your voice heard, you got to vote for the city and local stuff first.
Yep.
Then they'd be like, oh, it's this huge population out here that we got to honor. So on one hand, I hope he did, but I have a feeling he ain't go to the voting place, period. So, you know what? If you want to vote for president, whatever, that's your fucking call. If you didn't go vote, period, you stupid. And that's it for me.
That's real.
So I'm looking at the clock. It's been long as hell. But, you know, it took a while. We had to get all this out.
Yep.
A lot of stuff to say. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You got to listen to this in two parts. I totally get it.
Yep.
Goodness long, but y'all make sure you're checking us out. You can listen to it on the website, blackisonline.com. You can also find our show on iTunes, on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, you know, Android, you know, iPhone, any place. You can find us there. If y'all want to get at Jonathan and I directly, you can do so via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Twitter @brotherslayman. Like I said, the website blackisonline.com.
Yep. Hit us up, man. And as most can attest, if you hit us up on Twitter, we damn sure will respond to you. Yep. No doubt. If unless you just come with some sideways shit, then I might just ignore you or block you. I don't know. I blocked somebody for the first time not too long ago.
Oh shit.
Had to do it. Can't stand these trolls.
I get it.
But I definitely want to thank all of y'all for tuning in, for the long time listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys for just keeping up with us for the long haul. For the first time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for just checking us out to see what we're about. If you enjoyed the show, which I hope you did, go ahead and tell all your loved ones about it. Tell your mamas, daddies, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. And just with everybody out there, you know, with the election and everything, I know, you know, emotions are high right now. A lot of people are, you know, are saddened by what's been going on. Just know we're going to make it through this. Just like we always do, we always push through. We're going to make sure to continue to push through this. For all those out there protesting, you guys just be careful out there. I've read that there have been a few shootings. I don't know if they're protest related, but, you know, just make sure you guys are safe out there. We don't need, you know, with the high schoolers protesting and everything, we don't need the future of this nation, kids getting shot up and stuff like that. So everybody, please, I know emotions are high, but, you know, let's take the high road here. Let's just make sure we're keeping each other safe. But again, I do appreciate the unity that I did see today, people coming together, you know, trying to push forward and trying to make the best of a, I hate to say a bad situation, but a bad situation nonetheless. But Let's just do what we can, y'all. Y'all be safe out there, you know, and again, these 4 years are going to be tough, but we're going to make it through. We got to make it through for our families, for our loved ones, for our ancestors. We got to continue to push through and continue to fight. So all y'all out there, be safe. Much love and peace and happiness.
Take it easy, y'all.